this hour from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran, whose president also signed the deal, taking effect immediately. It halts the war, starts the clock ticking on 60 days of talks aimed at hammering out a permanent agreement. The BBC's Thomas Morgan says Mr. Trump signed the MOU during a dinner at the ornate Palace of Versailles in France.
The two main lines for each leader have been agreed upon. For Mr. Trump, it was that Iran wouldn't be able to buy or produce a nuclear weapon. That is part of the text of the Memorandum of Understanding. And for Tehran, they wanted all military action to end, and that included the one between South Lebanon, where Hezbollah are fighting Israel, and that is also in the text. There are, however, some nuances and possibly discrepancies in the deal as well. It does say that economic sanctions on Iran will be lifted as long as they agree to their terms on the deal. However, it also says that they will get access to a $300 billion development fund.
Some congressional Democrats criticize the administration for keeping terms of the agreement under wraps. Republicans, including Senators Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul, applaud the agreement. Secretary of War Hegseth is calling out NATO allies for not doing more to provide for their own defense. Speaking in Brussels, Hegseth announcing a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe, and he calls it shameful that the European allies denied American forces access to bases during the Iran war. Tropical storm Arthur moving inland across southeast Texas, bringing torrential rains and potentially life-threatening floods to parts of Texas, as well as Louisiana and Mississippi. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 315 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 487 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have an incident already on the Beltway on the outer loop at Liberty Road. At one point, I think this was a broken down vehicle. Might be a wreck, but it looks like it was a broken down vehicle. Outer loop, Liberty Road was in the center lane just in the last minute. They pulled the vehicle over into the median. So we're getting the lanes by, but there's a police car there with the flashing lights on. If you're coming down from 795 and eventually down across Liberty Road, I would just kind of stay to the center and the right and let the responder do what they have to do there on the left side. But it is creating a backup already and slow on the west side from 795. Much better after Liberty Road. Right at the bottom of the hour, there had been a minor wreck just clearing BW Parkway southbound, and we're improving now at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in White Marsh, 73 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. In-person early voting for Maryland's primary election ends tonight. Election officials say around 100,000 voters have already cast a ballot in person, and more than 154,000 mail-in ballots have been received to date. The polls will open at 7 a.m., and anyone who is in line by the time the polls close at 8 p.m. will be allowed to cast a ballot. Primary election day is Tuesday, June 23rd. And Maryland has joined a multi-state coalition in opposing
proposing new Trump administration regulations that would provide a fast track to deploy nuclear microreactor technology. Anthony Brown and the other attorneys general are sending a letter to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission saying while the microreactors might provide fossil fuel-free sources of energy in the future, they're largely untested, experimental, and unproven. The coalition says the NRC has a responsibility to ensure public and environmental safety before the microreactor are allowed to be deployed. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 324. The pick four, 5686. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dormer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, what the Orioles did last night was what a team win looks like.
Henderson, 8 out of 19 against Kirby. Alexander's on the run. Henderson sends one in the air to deep right. Robles at the wall. He's out of room. Into the sunshine. A brilliant swing by Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown with the call on Mess, and Gunnar Henderson's two-run shot in the third gave the Birds an early lead, and Kyle Bradish blew the Mariners away into the eighth with a career-high 12 strikeouts as Baltimore snaps a three-game losing streak. They beat the Mariners 5-3 in Seattle, improving their mark to 35-40. After the game, manager Albanez explaining why Bradish was so dominant.
The pairing of the two breaking balls with the heater was really fun to watch. Like, there was some really good pitches on some really good hitters that, you know, they got in the chase, and that just speaks to the stuff that KB has.
Both the slider and the curve working for Bradish last night. 100 pitches, 65 for strikes. World Cup action yesterday in Houston, Texas. Another shocker by an African nation.
In goes the cross. Two and save. He's attacking it!
Paul was on Fox Sports, the Democratic Republic of Congo, playing in the World Cup for the first time in 52 years, with Yohan Wisa scoring the first World Cup goal in Congo's history. The Leopards, as they're known, play the Portuguese to a 1-1 tie, holding the great Cristiano Ronaldo scoreless on three shots. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Oriole with a career night. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, June the 18th.
2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, a gun bust at the Inner Harbor proves once again the Youth Charging Reform Act is damaging and dangerous to the population at large. The president signing the Iran Memorandum of Understanding, the 60-day clock now ticking. We'll break down the deal now that it is out in print. And our top story here today, yesterday, a press conference held by one Republican gubernatorial candidate, Ed Hale Sr., while another, Dan Cox, slamming the governor and the Democrats for trying to manipulate the Republican primary election choices as it pertains to governor. Here's the ad in question.
Trump called Cox an America First patriot. Dan is MAGA all the way. Dan Cox, just too conservative for Maryland. He recently switched parties, and now he's trying to trick everyone. Ed Hale's only a Republican because it helps Ed Hale. Maryland can't trust him.
So with the early voting ending today, by the way, polls open at 7, close at 8, and then we have nothing more than primary election day next Tuesday. Again, the Republican gubernatorial candidate is accusing Governor Westmore and the Maryland Democrat Party of trying to influence who Republicans nominate to challenge Moore in November. Of course they are. That's what they do. You should expect that. You should see that coming a mile away. But apparently this is, I guess, surprise news to some in the Republican Party. At this press conference, along a bunch of Republican lawmakers who should know better, they also, it happened last time in 2022 with Dan Cox. Hale claimed Moore and state Democrats are attempting to handpick their own Republican opponent. And of course they are.
This is, to me, so blatantly bad that the governor of our state is manipulating the election.
Sure, he wants the weakest possible opponent he can find. And you know what? There's nothing in the election law that prohibits it or prevents it. I'm shocked Republicans aren't doing it elsewhere, like, say, for the Baltimore County executive race. There are a bunch of Democrats. We should be doing it in Baltimore County. Howard County, there's no Republican in the race for Howard County executive. We should be doing that there. Where I guess because the Maryland GOP is asleep at the wheel. They have been for decades. Here were some of those Republican lawmakers yesterday at the Hale presser.
This is interference. This is dirty politics. This is trickster games.
We saw 4 years ago where the DNC got involved and encouraged Republican primary voters to vote a certain way. It resulted in a tremendous loss for the Republican Party.
It's an indirect way of getting Republicans to say, oh, Dan Cox is too conservative. That's what I like. I like a conservative Republican. That's who I'm going to vote for. So it's a, I'm trying to think of the terminology.
Reverse psychology.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you, sir. It's reverse psychology.
This is the exact same strategy that we saw employed in 2022. It's very clear what this is designed to do. It is designed to appeal to Republicans. And in so doing, that is tantamount to an endorsement.
First off, I think Republican voters are smarter than that to take the bait on this. Secondly, I mean, here's what I wish would happen. Start fighting back. Instead of gathering a press conference and whining about it and complaining about it, I would start fighting. I understand Hale's concern, and Dan Cox will tell you what he had to say. I get their concern. They're spending money. They're spending a lot of time and effort. But the Maryland GOP, you got to start fighting at some point in your lives. Otherwise, just go home and let somebody else take over. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Time once again for the update on the latest morning rush hour traffic with the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And it turns out this incident on the Beltway at Liberty Road is a wreck. And apparently this vehicle, it was a car, may have been involved with a truck which is on the shoulder further down from Liberty Road. So now they have a medic unit, and there's a fire truck there, state highway is there, and they're blocking the left-hand lane. They're now putting out some cones, so that's going to keep the backup there now coming down from 795 and towards Liberty Road. Once you get in that area just before Liberty, just try to stay to the center and the right. They may be here for a while. The vehicle is upside the guardrail at this point, so watch out for that. But I think this other vehicle that might be involved might be this truck that's sitting on the shoulder about a half mile or so south of Liberty Road on the right side. The inner loop is not looking at it. Right now we're clear and really no major problems as we get underway at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot and humid one today. It is Maggie Hunter weather. Mid-90s. Chance for a strong thunderstorm to severe storms with damaging winds. Scattered showers overnight. You know, it's amazing. Came in your bathing suit and everything. Tomorrow, mid-80s. It'll be less humid tomorrow.
Control yourself.
Exactly. All right. Right now in this wee hours of the morning, it's 71. We've got some light rain in the area in Columbia. And also it is 74, light rain in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And the effort to remove the algae from the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool continues. President Trump said, you know what? He might leave it because he thinks it's a more accurate reflection of Washington, a scum-filled swamp.
Green at the gills.
Yeah. New medical study says that sitting too little is just as bad as sitting too much. Hmm. How do you know what the perfect amount of sitting is?
Right.
You know?
Wait a minute. Sitting too little is just as bad
as sitting too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would indicate to me that you get too much. Like, if you get up and walk around, that's bad. That's how I read it.
Studies about sitting make me want to go lie down.
Yeah,
at this
for
point.
Real. It's exhausting.
That might be a good idea. Maybe I'll get a bed in here.
We got the company couch. We need a rollout, or whatever you call it.
Pull-out.
Pull-out, yeah. Whatever.
Maybe it's a roll-out in some areas.
It's a roll-away bed.
Exactly.
There you go. A Murphy bed.
More and more stressed-out moms are turning to smoking pot. They're calling it Mother's Little Hemper. Hot mic moment of the G7, picking President Trump, telling his European counterparts that he's the boss.
Right? No.
And just like the boss, he went and played golf after that. So
there you go.
In a recent interview, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that Joe Biden made a terrible mistake by running for re-election.
She says that now.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we asked Biden for his comment, and he said, remind me again, who's Hillary Clinton?
What year was that, he said?
Exactly. What mistake was that? Was I president?
What?
Bar owners in Boston are claiming the Scottish World Cup fans are drinking them dry. I love the Scots, man.
So do I.
I know.
One bar owner.
On the escalator.
Yes. One, and they're singing Country Roads. Did you see that in the bar
scene?
Yes. Yep.
That was crazy. They come over. They love America. They really.
They
this
do.
Has
this
been,
is their party place. Yeah.
One bar owner, Sam Malone, said that so bad that two of his big regulars, Norm Peterson and Cliff Clavin, had to drink water. That's how bad it was.
Norm.
See, they've been to Cracker Barrel, they've been to Waffle House, and Buc-ee's.
And Buc-ee's, right.
Buc-ee's. Wow. Scotch and Buc-ee's.
The big one is Buc-ee's. One of the founding members of Chicago died yesterday, Walter Parizider. He'd been battling Parkinson's. He was 81. Walter was in the band's wind section, and he's the one that played the flute solo on Color My World that we're playing right now.
That was
one of the earliest songs. He also played sax and clarinet on several of Chicago's albums. This is just an amazing fact. I was looking at this early this morning. The new documentary, Now More Than Ever, The History of Chicago. It is excellent, by the way, if you're a Chicago fan. If not, even if you're just a music fan. Their first three albums were double albums. I don't think anybody else has ever done that before in history.
Mm-hmm. Not that
but
I
for
can
a first,
remember. The first 11 albums went platinum.
Wow,
11!
I can picture the one. It was white with the blue letters, yeah. The raised.
And there were more after that. They have toured now 59 consecutive years, not including 2022 to COVID. That's more than any other band in America, except for one.
Which you can one ask do you think? Who that one? Okay,
think of great American bands. Had to go all the way back to the 60s.
There were so many good bands in the 60s.
Beach Boys. Beach Boys are the only ones that have toured longer than Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Back then, they were the Chicago Transit Authority.
Right.
And then they got sued by the Chicago Transit Authority.
That's right.
And they had to drop it to just Chicago. Americans are letting it rip the absolute worst cities in the United States. And they say the worst is Springfield, Illinois. That is the worst. Number two, Cincinnati. Number three, Salt Lake City. Number four, East St. Louis. And number five, Barstow, California. Baltimore gets mentioned in the top 25 as one of the worst cities. And it's kind of a weird reason. It says Baltimore is the most unfriendly city in America.
I could see that.
I would say that, yeah, the education, the crime, the infrastructure, all that other stuff. Again, I would just think with the whole Hun thing, you know, that, of course, maybe that generation's dying off now. Maybe not as friendly as they used to be.
No, they're not as friendly as they used to be. Nasty.
Give me those old...
dialect is leaving.
The Hausners and everything. Give me those Hausners. Old Baltimore waitresses, you know, that they don't make them... You know who has the Baltimore waitresses still to this day? The Peppermill on York Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They still have those old-style Baltimore waitresses and waiters.
Yeah. Couple of things before we go.
Yes, sir.
I said I thought this truck further down from Liberty was involved. Now the fire department has gone down there, and they're blocking the right lane there. So left lane at Liberty, right lane south of Liberty. And you mentioned this light rain coming in. There's a slug of heavy rain out in the western part of the state, which is now at Cumberland. Yeah. And if you looked at the radar, it's all red and yellow, so you know what that means.
Indeed. And just like Chuck, every day he starts with a slug. So keep that in mind, folks.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a little pinch behind each ear.
That's right. 621, and you're listening to KCN Company.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we have the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Yep, and they've gone and done it already with this situation on the outer loop at Liberty Road. Two different wrecks. Actually, it's the same wreck, two different locations. Outer loop right at Liberty Road. The medic units were there in the left-hand lane. The backup went all the way back to 795, and it looks like the truck that was probably involved as well is on the right shoulder, and they've now moved everything there to the right side. So all the lanes are getting by there, but there's a state highway truck. There's a Baltimore County, and then the truck has his flashers on, and it looks like they're going to leave him there, and the police car just left. So, okay, so you'll still have the activity in the left-hand lane at Liberty, the truck on the right side south of Liberty, and with that, we have delays coming down the west side. We have light rain just into the area, and then heavy rain out in the western part of the state. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, hot and humid today, mid-90s, chance for strong to severe storms, damaging winds, scattered showers overnight, and cooling down for tomorrow, mid-80s. And we'll take a peek a little bit later on into the Father's Day weekend. First day of the summer solstice is going to be on Sunday. Right now, light rain, 72 in Reisterstown, and it is 72 and cloudy in Ocean City. So watching the rest of the press conference, I know Kristen was there. She did ask a question. We'll get that probably for you tomorrow here on the program. But look, I thought Hale did a good job, pointing out about the tax and fee increases under Moore. I think a new common theme is the neglect that the governor is neglecting the taxpayers, the ratepayers, the state, so many other things because he's so busy running for president in 2028, even though he denies that. So that was all fine and dandy. It was all good. There's nothing wrong with pointing out what Democrats are up to, but I just think, for me personally, I'd like to see more of an edge, a little bit of a fighting spirit, not necessarily for Mr. Hale, but for the Maryland GOP, because the Maryland Democrat Party, they're the ones. Now, you think they just came up on this own? You don't think Wes Moore is the architect of some of this? And Stuart Pittman, who, by the way, is the head of the Maryland Democrat Party, he's Anne Arundel County executive. You don't think there's been some coordination or collaboration between the top echelon of the Democrats? Of course there is. You know, they fight to win. They play for keeps. And I just don't get that sense of urgency from the Maryland GOP. I know their gubernatorial candidates are out there working hard. Hale and Cox and Myrick and Birkendine and Wright and the rest of them. I think they're out there. They're working hard. But they just don't get a lot of help from the Maryland GOP.
No, there should be support. And again, what I really think is the threat, as we discussed yesterday, is not tricky flyers, because that goes out every election on every level. I mean, if you live in Carroll County, there's a state's attorney's race where you get both pro and against flyers every single day in my mailbox. But I do my own research. I know who I'm going to vote for, and most of them I have a special place. So I file them right in my trash can. So, you know, and I understand that for candidates that are working so hard, they don't know. They see a flyer like that, and you get nervous. I think there is a portion of the population that doesn't pay attention, doesn't care. Maybe they're just too busy with life problems and, you know, they don't pay attention till right before if they go vote. And then you do worry, well, some people just go buy a flyer and not do any of their own research, because it does take work to critically think. So I understand that, but I just feel like it's too overt. Like, if you got the flyer, if you saw a picture of it online, you know, normally when things are sent out like that, which some of the officials did address yesterday, normally it's under some sort of neutral sounding group that you can't identify, you know, Citizens for Maryland Integrity, you know, something where you don't actually know who it came from or who's behind it. But this is so overt, literally saying Wes Moore and the Democratic Party. So sometimes I feel like, you know, somebody said they feel like it's reverse psychology. I think that too, but I'm not coming to the same conclusion that they are. I just think there's something else. There's some other objective or tactic, because I don't think people are that stupid. I don't think they think people are that stupid. You know, you were kind of getting at, you know, is this just meant as a distraction in general, which the Republicans always take the bait. Let's infight. Let's attack each other. Let's distract from the real problems. Then we have a divided Republican Party, which we can't afford because we're already the minority in the state. You know, and then whoever wins, whoever didn't win, their voters are going to stay home in November. And meanwhile, we're distracted from the real problem, which is the extra 500,000 ballots that are floating out there.
Bingo. And you raised that question yesterday at the press conference. We'll get to that maybe tomorrow here on the program. But here are the numbers. 100,000 early votes so far. That's anemic.
Well,
154,000 mail-in ballots so far. But that is, again, the flood of mail-in ballots is going to come. So out of a state of 6 million voters, we have a quarter of a million. That's it so far. And not counting today, I guess, the last day of early voting. So do I think there's going to be a record turnout next Tuesday? I hope there is, but I doubt it. And so now what we have, once again, is the flood of mail-in ballots are going to determine, I think, the race here on Tuesday. Yeah. Now, granted, hopefully there's a flood of Republicans. That's because this is a primary battle, and there's nobody on the Democrat side, so that might suppress a lot of the Democrats.
Part of it. And look, I'm sorry, I don't think the majority of Republicans vote.
No, I think they
outside
vote
of election day, right? So yeah. I don't think we know. I mean, it'd be interesting to maybe see that compared, those numbers compared to other early voting years. You know,
yeah,
but I agree.
We got up, and we have 154,000, so we have a little less than a million mail-in ballots still circulating out there in election.
Well, we know which way they will go, and that's the thing. I'm afraid we're not even going to have. I mean, I think the real problem is I'm afraid we are not going to have a winner on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, and we're going to have an LA type of situation. Because that's what the mail-in ballots are for. And when Republicans are, I mean, and this is a primary, but, you know, things change. Whoever is in the lead on election night is not in the lead by the time the, quote, mail-in ballots are counted.
You are so right.
They have discovered a brand new issue in the mail-in ballot madness. It's called ghost registrations, and it's happening right now in Los Angeles. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but we got all sorts of people complaining that they're getting ballots for people in their family, for dead people that are being sent to their addresses, and when they call to complain, not in Maryland, this is in California, that they're being told, well, don't worry, they're not going to count anyway if they're not not here to vote. So, but again, the ballot exists, and it's they know there. That it exists, and then people, whether it's the Postal Service or ballot harvesters, they know where these ballots are, and they go out and they get them, and they retrieve them, and they're voting in people's names.
It's okay, they won't get counted.
It's crazy.
Stop it.
All right, the president signs the deal. The Memorandum of Understanding. We'll take a look at what's in it and hear from the president coming up in just a second. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Charges have been dismissed for the Baltimore woman accused of harboring her missing nephew for around 5 months. 60-year-old Denise Day was charged in March for helping 9-year Tristan King elude police. The Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office dropped a felony charge in April, and last week, a misdemeanor charge was dropped. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the case highlights a family in crisis, not a continuing threat to the community. And Ms. Day requires mental health treatment, supportive services, and intervention, not incarceration. And a convicted sex offender from Pasadena has been sentenced to 27 years in federal prison for sexually exploiting a child. 45-year-old Patrick McKernan pleaded guilty in March, admitting to persuading, inducing, and coercing a child to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing images. The images were produced in 2023, and McKernan distributed them on the dark web. He had been convicted in Anne Arundel County for possessing child sex abuse material in 2016. And the Anne Arundel County Department of Health has issued water advisories for two Pasadena beaches due to high bacteria levels. The advisory impacts swimming or other direct water contact for Bayside Beach and Upper Magothy Beach. The advisory will remain in effect until follow-up testing indicates that water quality conditions are acceptable. And Fox 45 reports that the AG's office is providing new guidance on how law enforcement agencies should interpret the state's new Community Trust Act law, clarifying when officers are allowed to share information with federal agencies. The June 15th letter obtained by Fox 45 News addresses several unanswered questions raised by the law, including which federal agencies are covered by the prohibition of cooperation with local law enforcement and whether joint task force investigations may continue. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway, which we had two different scenes. One was on the outer loop at Liberty in the left-hand lane. The other truck that was involved was further down south of Liberty. Everything now is down on the right side south of Liberty Road. They moved the car that was in the roadway at Liberty. They moved everything down there with the state police and the flashing lights. So they're off to the right side, but it's grabbing attention, and it's very slow right there at the scene. So you still have a delay beginning at 795. Just to make sure, once you get south of Liberty, try to stay to the center and the left-hand side, because that trooper is there on the right shoulder. We're getting about a 7 to 10 minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We're still under 5 minutes, but a little more traffic southbound on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One night after Logan Gilbert shut down the Birds, Kyle Bradish did the same to the Mariners.
0-2, his 100th pitch. Crawford takes strike three. A new career high. 12 strikeouts for Kyle Bradish.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, the hard-throwing right-hander, never better. 7 2/3 innings pitch, one run, a career high, 12 Ks, as the Birds snap a three-game losing skid and take game two from Seattle, 5-3 the final last night. Gunnar Henderson hit a two-run shot early for Baltimore, and Jackson Holliday hit a solo blast late. But the star of the night, indeed, was Bradish.
I think I was just on attack all day. FFL behind and count. I was getting back in zone. Wasn't going to let the last two outings kind of affect me going in today.
Last two outings for Bradish, 8 runs allowed in 10 innings pitched. Meanwhile, elsewhere in baseball, how about this night from a former Oriole in Sacramento last night?
Added to the Royals 40-man roster. Hit the other way. Win carrying and clear the deck. Oppo cannonball coming for Ryan O'Hearn.
Greg Brown with the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Ryan O'Hearn with career-high 6 runs batted in last night. Single, double, homer, powering the Pirates past the A's. 12-4 was the final. Ravens announcing their summer camp practice schedule yesterday, beginning on July 29th, ending August 17th. There'll be 12 open practices, and fans can claim their free tickets online beginning July 9th. Just go to BaltimoreRavens.com/training camp. World Cup action yesterday in Arlington, Texas. The Three Lions eventually figured it out.
And a crashing header! There it is again! There he is again! Harry Kane! England back in front! Double digits in his World Cup career!
Call was on Fox Sports. The English legend Harry Kane with a pair of goals. 10 World Cup goals now for the career as England turns back Croatia. 4-2 was the final. Meanwhile, a bit of intrigue brewing around the U.S. men's national team. Star forward Christian Pulisic, who was pulled midway through the U.S. win over Paraguay, still training alone, doing gym work off to the side and not with the full group on the pitch. His status is day-to-day, and the U.S. takes on Australia tomorrow night. The time now is 6:37. When we return, World Cup fans drink Boston dry.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
So this is legendary, what I'm about to tell you. We know that the Scottish like to drink.
Yes.
Sam Adams Brewing Company says that its Boston tap room ran out of Samuel Adams Boston Lager because the Scottish fans who were in town for the Scotland-Haiti game drank 4 times the normal amount that they would order from a Thursday to a Sunday, a 4-day event.
You know why that is? I'll tell you why it is. Over there, it's warm.
Yes.
Over here, it's ice cold beer on tap. And they're loving it.
They can't get enough of
They can't get enough of it because why all these years have we been drinking room temperature beer?
They love America.
You know, now they're ordering pints that are nice and cold right off the tap, and I'm telling you, they're sucking it down.
They had to have an emergency supply chain issue on Saturday morning. You know, they had to order more beer. And this was before the game, by the way. The game wasn't until Saturday afternoon. But by the time the weekend was over, they said they consumed 4 times as much beer as they would on a 4-day July 4th weekend at that place.
I don't know if you've been following all of these, you know, X accounts and TikTok accounts and so on and so forth, but they just are falling in love with America.
No doubt.
They love the food. They love the barbecue. They love the beer. He said the people here are so friendly, friendlier than anywhere else in the world. And now some are saying they wish they were born here. It's been so far, again, big day tomorrow for the World Cup for the U.S. and Australia.
Friday night,
yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, it's official. We now have the text of the U.S. and Iran. The president signed the Memorandum of Understanding at the dinner last night in the Palace of Versailles in France. I saw him physically sign it. So it is signed, even though now there are people speculating about whether or not there are two signings. This is ridiculous. Let me just preface my remarks about don't let the enemy of good be perfect. And this is, I've read through it. It's not perfect. President Trump says it's not perfect. There are some, again, this is a memorandum of understanding, so they're going to be negotiating over the next 60 days, and that clock started last night, over the next 60 days, on a number of issues, including how we get to dismantle, not to dilute, to dismantle and get rid of the nuclear dust. And there's a lot of questions about the other issues as well, but I will tell you this. And number one, it's very difficult. I want to give President Trump credit for doing something no other president in history, actually in the last 47 years, has done, and that's hold Iran accountable. So let's start with that. All these armchair generals and so-called conservatives, these neocons, these are the people that actually were itching for a war, a ground war in Iran. They wanted troops in Iran. They wanted troops on boots on the ground. They want on Iranian soil. That was never going to end well, and President Trump knew it. Again, this was not like World War II. Stop comparing it to World War II. That was a world war. We got no help. And ironically, China. China was the one that helped us the most, according to the president yesterday. President Xi Jinping did more to ameliorate this than any other. Forget about the British and the Germans and the rest of them were useless, about as useful as mammary glands on a bull. So, again, it's not World War II. We didn't use a nuclear weapon to kill hundreds of thousands of people to make Japanese surrender. That being said, the president in his 8-minute statement did lay out some goals, and frankly, we didn't meet them. And, you know, when you start a war, things happen. Things change. The goals change. The focus changes. The mission changes. You never know which direction it's going to take. And I think at this point, punishing Iran, taking them down, it'll be 20 years before they can rebuild what they had. We got to get those nukes out. That's the most important thing to me and to the president. And at the same time, the president said those ballistic missiles obviously we'd love them and destroyed all of them, but a lot of them are underground. Unless you put people on the ground in Iran, you weren't going to get all of the ballistic missiles.
So we'll be working on a parallel effort with the Gulf nations to address non-nuclear issues such as the conventional ballistic missiles, which we'll be talking about and support. I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some. Somebody said you shouldn't give them one. I mean, I have guys. I like some of these guys. But I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir. It doesn't work that way, you know. It doesn't work that way. And missiles aren't the problem. Missiles are, they hurt a little location, but they don't blow up the planet.
Yeah, and what he's talking about there is if you leave a already weakened country that is desperate without defenses, then it invites other problems. It could the Saudis or any number of other people that would love to see the Iranians taken down completely, but they weren't really there. They helped us a little bit in this whole thing. But again, and here's what I would say. The president speaking softly, carrying a big stick, he still has, again, if you fire a single missile in an offensive manner to any of your neighboring states, Israel, any of the other countries, we'll be right back at it again to knock you back down. And I think he's made that clear. We'll talk about that big stick coming up. And all this, duress over the financial conditions that are being arranged for Iran. We'll get to that here in just a second. Look, I don't like them. They're a state sponsor of terror, but they've been dealt with as significant damage and in a very severe manner by this president. So all these other people, the Bushies and the Obamas and the Bidens and so on and so forth, again, they're the ones that did nothing Nothing for 47 years. This president acted not on behalf of the United States, but the entire world. So, have a little bit of a grace and give the guy a little bit of credit. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we're looking at the camera here, I-68 right at the West Virginia line, and it's raining pretty good right there. So see a lot of spray from the vehicles. That's where the heavy rain is right now. And then coming east of there, a little more light rain slowly working its way towards the Beltway on the west side. Some of the areas of Baltimore County, maybe Howard, Carroll County getting some light rain as well. So we'll watch for that. It's coming in from the north and west. The wreck on the Beltway still there. It's on the shoulder. Outer loop south of Liberty Road still backed up towards the ramps at 795 with the room to get by. We're filling in on the Parkville side. Right now 895 is backed up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So from there through the tunnel, 15 to 20 minutes, 95, the heavier traffic now right around O'Donnell Street and starting to fill in after the Eastern Avenue Bridge, maybe 7 to 10-minute delays there. Nothing early through Annapolis, still clear at the top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: hot, humid today, mid-90s, chance of strong to severe thunderstorms and damaging wind, scattered showers overnight. Going to cool things down for your Friday, mid-80s. It'll be less humid tomorrow. And right now, 72, some rain in Parkville, 73 in downtown Baltimore. Let's head over to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I have a great urge to lick myself.
Yes.
As it continues, folks.
It does continue. This is, again, the 57th anniversary week. So, again, it's just not one day, folks. This is, we're summing up his career in 1 week.
Chuck, that's an inquiry, by the way,
yes?
From the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, really?
They want me to send them some information about how many they think I've done in 57 years. How many reports?
Was that unsolicited, or did you reach out to Guinness?
No, somebody had sent it in my behalf.
Somebody that you know, like
yes.
A friend,
mm-hmm.
A family member?
They said it has to be a world record, because nobody could be anywhere mm-hmm. near that.
Is it Tom
multiple
Levin?
Multiple stations every day, multiple reports for all this time.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, because we've been doing this a long time, how many shows we've done here on CBM since mm-hmm. In the morning, anyway, since 1992. It's about 10,000, but
right.
I don't know if that's a record. I have to look it up. You know, but think about that. That's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of
shows. At one point, there was some number that we kind of conjured up that there was more than 400,000 reports.
Is that all? I would think it'd be,
yeah,
be more
was
than
back,
that.
That was way back. That was like early 90s.
Okay. Yeah, I would say you're probably approaching a million.
I would think.
Maybe you just put, wear like a hat with golden arches, say over a million served.
Nice. I just want the plaque.
You want the plaque. You want to be able to hang it somewhere.
I want the guy that says he's done more than anybody else.
Well, that certainly is true, even without the record. All right. 44,000 diners voting in the best tasting fast food burger. And what do you think comes out number one?
Five Guys.
Five Guys is now America's favorite burger.
I've never had one.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a
Pricey,
Whopper.
Though.
That's why I'm a Whopper fan.
A burger now, I think, runs almost close to $12.
I was going
to
say, about $12.50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, 15% of respondents picked to Five Guys as number one. Burger King took a second place.
Good, good. Okay.
Following closely behind Five Guys with, again, that 15%. Five Guys was 15.5. In-N-Out, the West Coast chain, came in third place, 12% of consumer votes. Wendy's came in fourth at 10%, and McDonald's rounds out the top five with 8.7%. So, again, something that we've had this with my friends on the West Coast. I've always had Five Guys. They've always said, and I've had both, and I do prefer Five Guys. In-N-Out's really good, though.
I don't think we have any here, do we? In-N-Out,
no, that's pretty much West Coast. There's also Whataburger. That's sort of like in the Southwest, Texas.
What about Wahlburgers? You ever had one of those?
Yes.
No, I've not had one. A Wahlburger?
I haven't had one yet.
Yeah. You've had one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you get a Wahlburger?
This was in Long Island.
At a relative's wedding.
Okay. So they served Wahlburgers?
Well, no, we went there.
It was a really fancy wedding, wasn't it?
Oh, no, this was a fancy wedding. No, they didn't serve Wahlburgers. They had like a 7-hour reception.
Oh, okay. At a golf 7-hour reception?
Yes.
Oh, you can really get liquored up then, boy.
Well, I don't remember. That's the thing, but the pictures look great.
They had Maggie on a gurney at the end of the night.
Pretty much.
With an IV drip.
But no, the next day we were hungover, so we went to Wahlburgers. Or I think it was whichever, but yeah, good burger.
All right, good stuff. King's Hawaiian is now entering its savory era with new butter buns.
So I used to know her. I like that.
It's called the Hawaiian sweet bread. It's like after the Portuguese sweet bread.
It really is good.
I like that sweetness in the in the bread. And now you have a butter bun to go on top of that, so I can't imagine. That's
got
to be good.
So it's got
just
sweet
in time for
butter.
Father's Day, you might want to cook some burgers on a King's Hawaiian butter bun.
So
see what happens. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're talking here about the president signing the deal. And this is the big stick we're talking, that if Iran doesn't behave, and again, this money all they're talking about, the sanction relief. Look, I would prefer that we get compensated for, we had to expend all sorts of ordnance. We did lose 13 lives. Those families should be compensated in this war. But again, no U.S. tax money is going to rebuild Iran, but there's all sorts of hoops they got to jump through in order to get any of this investment fund or whatever the case may be. But President Trump basically said, if Iran does not behave and if they aren't willing to give up the nukes, here we go again.
So when I say permanently, it should be permanently. But if it's not permanently, we will bomb them. They will be bombed, just like I bombed them on Wednesday night and Tuesday night. And was going to bomb them on Thursday night at a level that was 3 times greater. And they knew that. I will bomb them. Now, that's with me as president. If you have a weak, pathetic president, maybe that doesn't happen. But I can only do the job that I have to do.
Yeah. And so you still have that. And here's the thing. Iran knows that one of the great things about President Trump is his unpredictability. So you got that out there. He's unpredictable. And if Iran just even messes a little bit, ventures far afield, then I think he's going to hit him again. And they know that. And I think that's going to be the difference this time around. We'll see. 6:51, you're listening to KC and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right in Annapolis, and we're looking live here westbound on the Bay Bridge, and no problems. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. Very quiet through Parole over towards the Severn River Bridge through there. I-97 at Route 32 with the lanes open. Made a quick check towards the Capitol Beltway. I know some rain is coming in from the west side. No rain yet on the Capitol Beltway. Just the normal heavy traffic. New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple, filling in quickly from 214 at Central Avenue around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. But there is rain. There's some kind of light rain kind of scattered locally, more of a heavier rain as you're getting out into the western part of the state. The wreck is still there on the outer loop south of Liberty Road with the state police on the right shoulder. Delays now about 7 to 10 minutes moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, mid-90s chance for strong to severe storms a little bit later on today. Right now, light rain 71 in Ellicott City at 70 in Reisterstown. I just saw this cross my feed on X moments ago. Here is from the Baltimore Banner, which is the left-wing rag, which is taken over from the old Baltimore Sun. The Sun obviously has changed directions, but the banner is picked up. This is the Ted Venatoulis inspired stuff. A party switcher and a MAGA loyalist are the GOP's top options to take on more. No bias there, huh? No bias whatsoever in that headline. Jeez. Guess what? Remember who was a college Republican? That would be Wesley Moore. Okay,
party
so
switcher.
He's a party switcher. Oh my God, he's a party switcher. Banner headlines. You know he's a party switcher, and you know he's a progressive loyalist now. He's been hijacked by the teachers unions and the progressive movement. The man has no mind of his own.
No, he's a Manchurian candidate. But see, I think that is another risk when you draw attention to these flyers. I mean, it's hard to know, and it's a gamble either way. Because you're afraid, well, what if a majority of people believe this about me and, you know, and they get confused and vote a different way and it's enough to make a difference. But sometimes you risk drawing too much attention, which is what the Democrats want in the first place. And then you invite liberal journalists who then draw even more attention and mocking and all that with these articles. So, again, I still think if you're a candidate, look, I think there are valid questions about all the candidates. And I think they also all have reasonable explanations and they just need to make them. I think it's a valid question to ask Ed Hale why he switched parties. I also think he has a reasonable explanation if you hear his logic. I think it's a valid question to ask Dan Cox, even if you like him, how can you win statewide, unfortunately, in a state, not that there's anything wrong with Dan, but in a state like Maryland, when you're more of a cultural social conservative, and that's sort of more your brand, that scares a lot of people. But I also think Dan can make the case. So I think that they should just address the concerns, give their leadership position, but I don't think we need to help the Democrats by drawing more attention to their stupid distractions. And then let's unite and fight against all the we're a joke in the country. I've listened to podcasts talking about election integrity. Oh, you know what's happening in Maryland? Yeah. They sent out 500,000 ballots. I mean, we're a joke. So I think we're missing. We're getting distracted by
The joke's been on us, and that's what happens with one party rule. But you said people are afraid of that kind of thing when you're a constitutional social conservative. It's only because you're demonized by the left wing media, and the Banner has had two stories now in 2 days with MAGA headlines. They went after Nino when Nino was appointed, calling him a MAGA loyalist, and basically said now the Republican Party in Maryland is turning more MAGA. I wish that were true.
Well, Trump did increase his vote in Maryland
the
third time around, which is interesting.
Because MAGA people are fighters, and these other people are going along to get along. So we shall see what happens. By the way, the Youth Charging Reform Act is getting pushed back now. Baltimore police said two juveniles busted for having a loaded handgun at the Inner Harbor have prior criminal histories. According to the BPD, officers responded to reports of armed individuals in the 300 block of Light Street after a brief foot pursuit. They arrested two 16-year-olds and seized a loaded handgun. We find out both the juveniles have prior robbery arrests. Former Deputy Commissioner here in Baltimore, Jason Johnson, says that given their criminal histories, it's possible they were there looking to commit more crime.
You have a couple of 16-year-olds with a history of robbery that were out in an area where a lot of tourists frequent with guns. So my guess would be they were probably looking to commit another robbery.
Yeah, And just last month, the governor signed into law controversial Youth Charging Reform Act, which reduces the number of offenses for which juveniles can automatically face adult charges. That goes into effect October 1st. And again, all sorts of pushback from prosecutors in Maryland, including Ivan Bates in Baltimore City. And Johnson agrees with Bates and these prosecutors that there are many, many cases that are going to be impacted negatively by the Youth Charging Reform Act.
We see many, many, many cases. Many are in Baltimore, but throughout other parts of the state as well, where youthful offenders are involved in serious crimes. It's not being taken seriously. The conditions of their release allow them to continue to reoffend almost immediately. And instead of working to address that problem, the legislature is going in the other direction.
Yeah, and another direction is there's a domino effect in all of this, because you have the 18-year-olds and up. They don't want to risk going to jail for a crime, so they recruit younger kids. They recruit the 15, 16, and 17-year-olds, knowing they're going to get a slap on the wrist and get released back in the community at large. And then those kids go even younger. So now we're going to have 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds because they know they can't possibly be held accountable here in the state of Maryland, where criminals are allowed to roam free. Illegal alien criminals are encouraged here as well, and more of the same in the state of Maryland from the Democrat Party, which they've just become monstrous when it comes to law and order. Coming up next, the Maryland AG issuing guidance on the Community Trust Act, and Sheriff Gaylor has a warning for all parties involved. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of War Hegseth not sugarcoating his remarks to the NATO allies speaking today in Brussels. He's criticizing some European countries who he says are not doing enough to provide for their own defense and are instead relying on the United States.
Many countries following through, some that still need to do more. And we will be candid about that, both in private and in public. I think that's important, friends being honest with friends.
Hegseth announcing a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe, and he calls it shameful that European allies denied American forces access to bases during the conflict with Iran. Labeled a memorandum of understanding, correspondent Andrew Stewart says a document has been signed by the presidents of the United States and Iran.
The agreement would open the Strait of Hormuz toll-free for 2 months. The accord would also affirm a commitment to Lebanon's territorial integrity. This in the face of Israel's action against the terrorist group Hezbollah. Both the U.S. and Iranian presidents have signed the deal.
Which also states that Iran may not purchase or produce nuclear weapons. For Tehran, it gets an end of all military action, including in Lebanon, and Iran is granted access to a $300 billion development fund. As Russia launches more overnight attacks on Ukraine, Ukraine strikes back, hitting a Moscow oil refinery with drones, attacking that refinery for the second time in a week. New York City celebrates the NBA champion New York Knicks with a big ticker tape parade today. Millions expected to turn out for what's expected to be one of the biggest parades ever in the Big Apple. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Dow futures up 224 points. NASDAQ futures 439 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the backup on 895 has moved in just a bit. It went from about the Urban Avenue ramp to just around O'Donnell Street now, so that's a little better through there. But 95 is now starting to back up around Moravia Road, and it's just heavy traffic. I haven't seen anything wrong on the roadway, but it's heavy there at Moravia, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and then all four lanes are going through the tunnel and coming out on the south end and eventually down towards Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395 with all the lanes open. Beltway west side still slowing, and the wreck on the outer loop at one point. We had lane blockage there. It's now been confined to the right shoulder on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. And a couple of reports ago, we mentioned some very heavy rain out in the western part of the state. There's an overturned tractor trailer now in Flintstone on eastbound I-68, and we're blocked off there at exit 56. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Abingdon and 72 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that city leaders are touting a penny reduction in the city's property tax rate as relief for homeowners, but some residents and experts say the cut is too small to matter and could be offset by other changes approved at City Hall. Baltimore's Board of Estimates approved the penny reduction in property taxes on Wednesday. Under the change, owners of a $300,000 home will save $30 on their property taxes, and owners of a $500,000 home will save $50. And a new era is about to begin for city public schools. Dr. Jermaine Dawson will officially become the district's next CEO in 2 weeks. Project Baltimore recently sat down with Dr. Dawson to discuss his employment contract, academic standards, and the growing challenges facing Maryland public schools. Dr. Dawson on July 1st will become CEO, his first ever job as a superintendent, a role he's assuming as public education nationwide is going through significant changes and challenges. The winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 324, the pick 4, 5686. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, let's not forget the Birds' defense last night.
Raleigh lifts one high into right. O'Neal didn't see it at first. He's underneath it in front of the wall. He leaps, and he takes away an extra base hit from Raleigh.
Evan Brown had the call on Mess, and Tyler O'Neill robbing Cal Raleigh at a key moment in the game, with the Birds leading 3-1 in the sixth, and Kyle Bradish would make it stand with a career-high 12 strikeouts in 7 2/3 as the Birds snapped that three-game losing streak 5-3 over Seattle last night. Now, the Birds' offense pounded out two home runs among their 10 hits, one from Gunnar Henderson off Seattle starter George Kirby.
I've faced him a lot over the past, what, 3 years, so I'm pretty comfortable against him, and I had a pretty good idea that he was going to try to get a hitter there, and didn't miss it that time.
Jackson Holliday also homered for Baltimore. It was a solo shot in the ninth. U.S. Open begins this morning at Shinnecock Hills in Southampton, New York, the first venue to host the Open in three different centuries. The world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, tees off at 8:14 this morning, concerned the wind may be a factor.
You know, some of the rumors I heard about this place was it can even switch a decent amount throughout the day as well. And so I think this week we're looking mostly at a westerly wind.
Now, west winds at Shinnecock are interesting. They make the elevated greens rock hard and fast. And on that note, the world's number one is the +450 favorite to win the Open. It's his 15th consecutive major coming in as the favorite or the co-favorite. Coming up in 30 minutes, the World Cup apparently is full of surprises. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hegrick. You missed the first hour. We talked about presser yesterday by Ed Hale Sr. and statements by Dan Cox slamming the governor and the Democrats for manipulating the GOP primary, or trying to anyway. The president signing the Iran deal so far, it's about split. Some folks are in favor. Some folks are thinking it's the worst decision of his presidency, so you can weigh in on that as well. And we had that Youth Charging Reform Act with the gun bust showing that, 16-year-olds with priors somehow get a loaded handgun and they're looking for future victims. And that's okay here in the state of Maryland. They probably just released right back out on the streets again. Coming up in this hour, Mayor BS says most will benefit from his property tax cut of one penny. The president fighting for the Save America Act. I'll tell you how it can be saved, in spite of what John Thune said on Brett Baer last night. But our top story here today, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says an illegal alien accused of sexually abusing an underage girl is now being held without bond in Harford County. A case that Sheriff Gaylor says underscores the importance of cooperation between local and federal law enforcement agencies. According to the charging documents, 32-year-old Yurlis Alvarez is accused of sexually abusing a middle-aged schoolgirl. A middle school aged girl, read that wrong, over the course of several years, including exchanging gifts, including stuffed animals for deviant sexual acts. Alvarez was arrested in Bel Air following what authorities described as a year-long investigation involving the Harford County Sheriff's Office, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Marshals Service.
Anytime you make an arrest, you know, you want it to be made as efficiently, effectively, as timely as possible to make sure that there's not time for additional victims.
Gaylor said these partnerships that he used to arrest and detain Alvarez, and they were instrumental in locating the suspect, identifying a final order of deportation for this El Salvadorian national. And he said these partnerships are crucial to law enforcement.
Partnerships are critical. And it's ridiculous that we sit here in a date and time where we have legislators in Annapolis who want us to not cooperate with any of our federal partners.
The arrest comes as Maryland's newly enacted Community Trust Act continues to generate debate among law enforcement and state lawmakers. The law limits when local law enforcement can cooperate with feds, including restrictions on sharing certain information, holding individuals beyond their scheduled release dates for immigration purposes. And Gaylor acknowledged that the law did not affect the investigation or arrest of this illegal alien pervert, but it certainly could have or would have down the road.
If he was convicted of something lesser, even if a plea deal or something, then I imagine that the Community Trust Act would prevent us from communicating when his sentence was done. He has no business being released back into our community. He has a removal order already on file, and that, under any circumstances, should be communicated with a federal partner. We shouldn't have to check a book to see if there's certain benchmark met.
And Gaylor finally says that Maryland, through the Youth Charging Reform Act and Community Trust Act and the ending of the formal 287G agreements, is now a target-rich environment for criminals.
Do I think that'll ever happen here in Maryland? No, I fear that we will continue down the wrong path, making our citizens and our communities less safe.
Yeah. In other words, Maryland is gone. So arm yourselves. And it's becoming more and more difficult to do that. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes, and Lugnuts Johnson is not gone. He's here and will steer you clear.
Yep, and some of that heavy rain still out in the western part of the state that we mentioned that, and then there's a big wreck out there in Flintstone. Always love that name, Flintstone area. You hear the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet.
That'd be a great name for a band, wouldn't it?
That was a good idea, yes. Yeah. And Pebbles and Bam Bam, I like them too. Eastbound I-68, 56 mile marker, tractor trailer on it. And I looked at the camera, it was just east of there. There's no traffic there, so it obviously indicates all the eastbound lanes are blocked. They're sending traffic onto Route 40 through there. It's been there for a while, at least an hour or so on the eastbound side. Beltway right here at the Parkway, no rain. If it's raining, it's very light. The roadways look like they're still dry. The wreck on the Beltway on the west side was still there with a trooper on the right shoulder. Outer loop south of Liberty Road, that's still backed up to 795. The Parkville side filled in just a bit, and the harbor tunnels, they continue to fluctuate back and forth. 895 had moved down to O'Donnell Street. Now it's backed up again to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and now 95 is backed up almost back to the area at Moravia Road. So we'll go 15 to 20 minutes right now, southbound of both the tunnels. JFX still good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a hot and humid one today. Mid-90s, chance for strong to severe storms, damaging winds, scattered showers overnight, and going to be cooling down tomorrow for your Friday in the mid-80s. It'll be a lot less humid as well. And right now we're looking at 73 in rain for the next hour in Severn and 73 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, it is official. The president signing last night in Versailles in France, the official memorandum of understanding between Iran, United States, and Gulf State partners, etc. And, of course, the 60-day clock started last night when the signing went into effect. This will be to negotiate the final details of any deal, which don't know if it's going to end up in a treaty that has to be ratified by the Senate or whether it's just going to be a deal. Most importantly, the nuclear materials, the 1,000 pounds of enriched nuclear uranium, which is buried under a mountain thanks to Operation Midnight Hammer. And then, of course, there's also 3% enriched uranium, which could also be used for a dirty bomb. So that's all got to be gotten, taken out of Iran and dismantled completely and seized. It cannot be diluted, cannot be left in the country. And if Iran drags its feet on it, then the bombing will resume. As far as the financial issues, again, Iran has to meet all sorts of certain, they have to jump hurdles, jump through hoops, in order to get that, investment, if you will. No U.S. money will go towards Iran whatsoever. And that is something that they'll see, because they do have a country to rebuild. It was devastated by the U.S. military. The G7 G7, which President Trump is wrapping up at, is bending itself around Trump, showing that the U.S. is still on top. I mean, I was looking at all these people giving him gifts. Did you see that? Germany gave him a soccer jersey, and they're all, basically, he is the boss. When he says he's the boss, he is the boss, and he's acting like the boss, and the rest of the world knows it. Handwritten Jeffrey Epstein notes found and confirm he wanted to hurt Trump as badly as possible, proving once again he wasn't a friend at all to Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump saying yesterday at the G7 that he's been called a Nazi for years, but that may blow up in the Democrats' face.
You know why they're seeing all these lunatics, like the guy in Maine with the swastika? You know, for 10 years they've been calling me a Nazi, and now they have a Nazi running. He's got a tattoo on him. I've been denying it for 10 years. They know it's not so, but they've been calling. I don't think they can call it to me anymore, you know?
Yeah, and that is something that is so true. They're actually supporting and encouraging a Nazi sympathizer, and he won the Democrat Senate nomination in Maine and will face off against Susan Collins this fall. By the way, the congressional generic ballot has Democrats had a 5-point advantage. Now it's down to 2, and it's, I think, because they have absolute lunatics like Plattner and Tallarico, and now they got D.C. has a socialist now as mayor. Again, Janice, I think Lewis George is her name. She's a Mamdani clone in our nation's capital. It's interesting to see if President Trump will invoke Section, I think it's 730 on home rule, where it's really up to the president, and it's in the Constitution where, you know, he can say, that's it, we're done, and we're taking over the city. Which he kind of is already. He's sort of like the unofficial mayor of Washington. So it's just not Maryland Republicans that shoot themselves in the foot on a daily basis. The Georgia Republicans have rejected Governor Kemp's call for a 2028 redistricting that would have added 2 Republican seats in Georgia. So, again, we've seen others. Indiana. And they paid the price. Georgia might be next as well. President Trump is suspending the Director of National Intelligence nomination, Jay Clayton, and his support for FISA, pending the Save America Act. And that's not sitting well with people like John Cornyn, who basically is publicly saying he's blackmailing President Trump to gain access to the Trump family tax records. He wrote on X the other day, had a positive interview with Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, who's been nominated for the Senate-confirmed job. He committed to further briefing on the tax audit issue involving President Trump and his family. I will not make a decision on confirmation until after that briefing and completion of his hearing. So Cornyn is basically saying, we want access to Trump's tax records and his family tax records. Otherwise, I won't vote for Todd Blanche. So, again, the rhinos show their true colors. And, of course, Cornyn is still ticked off that Trump endorsed Ken Paxton for Senate as well. So there you have it. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at the Save America Act in greater detail. 515 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 21 minutes after the hour now on Casey and Company. And if you are a contractor, I've got great news for you. When you're trying to keep that kitchen or remodel project on time, keep it moving, keep costs down. That's why you got to get yourself over to Elegant Kitchen and Design. Check out, Mike is over there. He'll take care of you. The whole team is wonderful to work with. They help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be. So, you know, whether you need cabinets or if you're in the market for granite, quartz, or quartzite, they've got it all there, and competitive price will keep the job moving and keep your project on the budget and on time. Stop by the Baltimore County Showroom on Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, and tell them I sent you.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police, Nino Mangione.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters, Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting, again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm just curious. You know, the Democrats are all hot and bothered over this UFC fighter that said Michelle Obama's a man. Remember that? We played that for you on Monday. I mean, I don't understand why they're so confused, because they have a Supreme Court justice that can't even define what a woman is. So, you know, how would they know?
Somebody has to look.
We're nominating you, Chuck.
Damn, this is sure a job. Gonna be me,
this
honey.
Is a job that you are uniquely qualified for in your 57 years.
I got nothing
years.
To do with Big Mike.
What's happening out there?
Nope, and I'm not going over there tomorrow because I'm off tomorrow, so I don't get to let that rumor get out. All right, so now we'll move on. Thank you very much. Southbound I-97 is now the normal delay right here, Route 32, down to the bridge at 178. Everything's good. It's all gray. It's all cloudy and no sun problems today going down through there. And then coming off the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, and then we're clear at the Severn River Bridge. Not a problem. Keep looking at the radar. Keep showing the light rain kind of getting closer to the Beltway and the city. But all this heavy rain is now out around Frederick and Hagerstown, Cumberland. Big wreck on Interstate 68 eastbound at the 56-mile marker. That's a tractor-trailer on its side, and a detour still underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid, mid-90s, chance for a strong to severe storms, damaging winds, scattered showers overnight, and be cooler tomorrow, mid-80s and less humid. And rain in the next hour, 76 in Annapolis, and right now it is 73 in Middle River. 725, you're up to date here with Casey and Company. We're talking about the Community Trust Act, as we heard Sheriff Giller warn, you got an illegal alien. And a lot of questions. Marty wants to know if the young girl was also a member of immigrant community, because often they prey on their own, these predators, so on and so forth. But the Maryland Attorney General's Office providing new guidance on how law enforcement agencies should interpret the state's new Community Trust Act law, which Governor Moore allowed to become law by not signing it. Doesn't have the stones, actually, to put his name to such a controversial feature. And again, this prohibits cooperation with local law enforcement and federal partners. And now we have some clarification. They named the agencies that it affects. And this would be ICE, Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or the U.S. CIS. In addition, Other federal agencies may fall under the definition if they have an immigration enforcement mission. So it is only really about immigration, which we've said all along. Democrats are worried that they're going to lose their voter base of illegal aliens and immigrant community as well. It prohibits law enforcement officers from performing regular police functions, from providing federal immigration authorities with information obtained during the course of their duties unless required by a valid court order. And also, here's where it gets a little murky. State and local law enforcement officers may continue sharing information with these immigration agencies if it's relevant to a criminal investigation, according to the guidance. Well, how the hell would you know? Congressman Andy Harris reacting to the AG's letter.
Well, that's just window dressing. The fact of the matter is they don't want immigration laws enforced, and the enforcement of immigration laws, especially in cases like this, keep the community safe. So the bottom line is that, again, the Maryland General Assembly doesn't want us to enforce immigration laws, even against criminals, and that just shouldn't be tolerated.
Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County says this is nothing more than CYA for Attorney General Anthony Brown.
I think what he's doing is trying to impact the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to give the General Assembly cover for the mistake that they made with the Community Trust Act. It's clear as mud. And now the Attorney General, who is supposed to be allied with law enforcement, is really truly an adversary to law enforcement.
Yeah, but the Attorney General is a Democrat first and a law enforcement officer second, and that's a distant second, and DeWeese defines the issue at hand.
And that becomes the issue, is that it just literally takes time away from us to do our actual jobs.
Yeah, they're out there trying to enforce the law, keep law and order, and now they got to stop and go, wait a minute, can I even cooperate? Can I participate? What do I have to do under the this letter is again very murky. It doesn't really define what the law enforcement officers have to do, and again, it's caused a lot of confusion. And DeWeese says he envisions a scenario where you may have sheriffs, police officers in the field that may have to call a hotline to get clarification.
I hope they have a lot of attorney generals, assistant attorney generals out there that will answer a 24-hour hotline so that we can call and give them a briefing on a case to determine whether it's something that we should be working on or not, because that's really what it's going to amount to.
You know, I'm not sure that, look, California is pretty messed up. New York, I think, is gone. Jersey, I think, is gone. Illinois is bad. The entire West Coast. I got to tell you, Massachusetts. But Maryland, I think, is now vying for the Stanley Cup of screwed up states. Okay? I really do. I mean, you look at the education, you look at ongoing crime. They can say homicides are down, but juvenile crime is exploding. Property values, again, the tax base, retirees, you name it. Just about every aspect of the state and has been neglected and is under assault by one party rule. And that's a darn shame. All right, coming up next, the president is fighting for the Save America Act. But where are all the Republican senators? It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that with Maryland's gubernatorial primary election nearing, state elections officials are urging voters to make a plan as the final day of in-person early voting approaches. In-person early voting in the gubernatorial primary election ends Thursday, June 18th, according to the Maryland State Board of Elections. Early voting will run from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, and voters who are in line by 8 p.m. will be allowed to cast a ballot. And two teachers were injured Tuesday afternoon following an assault involving a student at Roy Williams Elementary School. Hartford County officials said deputies were called to the school located at 201 Oakington Road in Havre de Grace around 3:33 p.m. on June 16th. Staff told deputies that an assault occurred and two school personnel sustained injuries consistent with being stabbed, according to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. School staff and deputies, including a roving school resource officer, provided immediate aid to the teachers until EMS arrived and took over. And a Baltimore man with previous murder convictions was sentenced to federal prison after illegally possessing a firearm and firing at a vehicle during a shootout in East Baltimore, officials stated. James Beverly Jr., 40, was sentenced to 54 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. In February 2024, officials reported that Beverly planned to distribute drugs, specifically fentanyl and cocaine base, which were packaged for distribution. Beverly was also in possession of a loaded semi-automatic pistol. And Fox 45 reports that an undocumented immigrant accused of sexually abusing an underage girl is being held without bond in Harford County. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Today on Fox.
Thousands on their feet.
The Stars and Stripes kick off the day's World Cup action. Christian Pulisic and the U.S. look to keep their dream alive.
Can you believe it?
When they take on group rivals Australia.
It's a goal!
USA, Australia. Today at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Australia. Today at 3 on Fox 45.
Every year, you put your trust in the school system to educate your kids, keep them safe, help them grow. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore makes sure they fulfill that promise to you by shining a spotlight on issues happening inside the classroom, by taking your concerns and frustrations straight to school leaders, and by echoing your demands for change. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore. We fight to save our schools.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 is still backed up right around the Urban Avenue ramp, not quite back to Pulaski Highway, but it's heavy through there. And then the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open, just watching the pace there. They're coming out of the South Tunnel and going down towards 395 at Camden Yards. But we are getting a backup and a slowdown on 95 that not quite extends back to Moravia Road. So right now we're 15 to 20 minute delays southbound with no issues there. JFX just looked at it and we're clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. The west side outer loop, they're still looking at a wreck that was on the shoulder on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Jackson Holiday went yard in the Great Northwest.
Fly ball deep right center field. This one's golfed out toward the wall and gone. Up into the no-fly zone. Jackson Holiday knocks it out of here.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Holiday struggled since coming off the IL, but his ninth-inning homer gave the Birds some insurance last night as Baltimore beat Seattle 5-3 was the final. The series now tied at 1. The Birds banged out 10 hits last night and all three more from Blaze Alexander, who manager Albernez says is crushing it.
He's just really confident in the box right now. Like, the at-bat quality is awesome. Like, even, like, he's not swinging early, getting hits. Like, he's grounding out at-bats. He's laying off tough pitches.
Last 16 games for Blaze Alexander, dating back to May 25th, 25 for 53 at the plate, batting .472 with six doubles and 13 ribbies. There's only one player that has a higher OPS in that span, and that is Shohei Ohtani. Elsewhere in the division, the Rays having a tough time in Los Angeles, looking to salvage at least one game from the Dodgers.
This is when the rest of the league rubs out.
Freeman flies it to deep center field. Mullins going back. He's out of room. Freeman flips the score with a two-run shot.
Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA. It wasn't to be for Tampa Bay. Freddie Freeman does it again, home run number 12 on the year, and the LA bullpen made it stand in relief of Shohei, who allowed a season-high four runs in six innings. Dodgers sweep the Rays 5-4 was the final. World Cup action yesterday in Houston, Texas. Another African nation rising up.
In goes the cross. Two and Davies. It's a kick.
Call on on Fox Sports. The Congo DR playing in the World Cup for the first time in 52 years with Yohan Wissa scoring the first World Cup goal in the nation's history. The Leopards, as they're known, play the Portuguese to a 1-1 tie, holding the great Cristiano Ronaldo scoreless on three shots. Elsewhere, England gets a pair of goals from the great Harry Kane, 4-2 over Croatia. Ghana blanks Panama 1-0. Colombia over Uzbekistan 3-1. And finally, the U.S. Open teeing off as we speak at Shinnecock Hills in New York. And the question is, will the U.K. invasion continue this weekend? Talking about golfers from the U.K. claiming the first two majors of the year. Rory McIlroy at the Masters and Aaron Rye a couple weeks back at Eriminic. Question posed to McIlroy is, can the U.K. three-peat this weekend?
You know, I would say this is more of a U.K. European style of test than certainly the first two majors at Augusta and Oranimink. So it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see a few players from Europe and the U.K. in contention on Sunday.
McIlroy teeing off at 7:52 a.m. this morning, starting on the 10th tee, alongside his Ryder Cup teammates Ludvig Åberg and Tommy Fleetwood. The time now is 7:37 when we return Bias in the NFL.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You know, this is a slippery one, and I'm not 100% sure how I feel about it, but it's an article, an opinion piece written by Mike Preston in The Sun this morning, with an interview that he had with Marvin Lewis, the Ravens' former defensive coordinator, right, former head coach of Cincinnati, and the title is Marvin Lewis Knows the Hurdles Facing Ravens' Anthony Weaver, and that is to become a black head coach in the National Football League. And this has been something that's been an issue that's been going on for years. To my knowledge, there are only three black head football coaches in the NFL. Todd Bowles with Tampa, Aaron Glenn with the Jets, and D'Amico Ryans with Houston. So the odds are obviously against Anthony Weaver, but is it a merit thing? Is it an implicit bias thing? Like, what goes on in the NFL where 65% of the players are African-American, and only 10% of the head coaches are black?
You know, it's a good question. I would say, first and foremost, everybody wants to win in the NFL. So I don't think race is a factor. If you have somebody that has come up through the ranks and is obviously paid attention, knows the game, knows X's and O's, can inspire, can lead, then I don't think race is a factor. I think, a lot of, maybe some owners are, different, but I would think that some certainly would. A lot of teams would consider a black head coach as long as they think that he could take them to the Super Bowl.
Well, I think that, the Rooney Rule, where teams have to interview at least one candidate, a black candidate, actually hurts the process.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Because it puts the tokenism right on top.
Yeah.
And
well, I think for the longest time we didn't see black quarterbacks, right?
Correct.
So now we have, I think, I don't know what it is. It's got to be 30%, 40% maybe.
Yeah, I would say almost half.
Yeah, so again, that is something. Doug Williams, I remember, with the Redskins.
The first black one to win a Super Bowl.
That opened the door, opened the floodgates, and now you have these incredible athletes like Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels and many, many more very gifted black athletes who are quarterbacks now. And this whole thing that they're not smart enough to understand the game, that is just absolute bull dookie, as they say.
I just wonder if the game itself is changing, the face of the game. You've got much more athletic quarterbacks now. You're asking your quarterbacks to be more athletic. Then why doesn't that transfer yet to the head coaches? I just can't wrap my head around it.
I think it will, but I think it's more difficult because again, you get a chance to prove it on the field each and every day for these athletes. I think for guys like I know Jaden is a student of the game, so
he
might make a great coach one day because these guys understand X's and O's. A lot of these guys that have gifted athletes, they don't really get into the X and O's so much.
It's an interesting debate. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 7:40, 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. So the Save America Act, President Trump is doubling down. He wants it passed. and he's suspended his DNI nominee. He's threatening not to support and sign anything with FISA unless the Save America Act. And that led John Thune to go on a special report with Brett Baer last night. By the way, if you don't know, Save America Act would require proof of citizenship. It stands for Safeguard the American Voter Eligibility Act. Proof of citizenship, photo ID, in-person registration, voter roll purges, you name it. This would clean up our elections. That's the reason why the Democrats and the Uniparty rhinos actually absolutely hate it. Here's one of those rhinos, John Thune, on with Brett Baer last night.
The only way you can get, you know, obviously get this done is to nuke the legislative filibuster, and that is not something that we have anywhere close to the votes to do. So we've had votes. We had it on the floor. It was the pending business in the Senate for a couple of weeks. We've done everything we can to date. We'll continue to put the Democrats on record. The Democrats are voting against an issue that 80 to 85% of the American people are for, and we need to hold them accountable for that.
But it's just not the Democrats. John Thune, the buffoon, is a weak leader. He's not even a leader. I hesitate to use that term. But he says the only way. No, there is another way. And history, all you have to do is look at history to find the other way. Now, it's difficult, it's lengthy, but it can be done. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was 30 votes shy of passing in the Senate. So all you have to do is debate the bill. That's exactly what they did for months. For months, this debate dragged on. It does take up a lot of time. You don't get a heck of a lot more done in the Senate proceedings. But President Trump is right. This is the most important bill that the Senate could pass, and they should devote the time to it. Now, over those months of debate, eventually they made changes to the bill, they debated it, and they eventually got it passed. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed by a simple majority vote after debating for months. You didn't need the filibuster. All right. So the same thing can be done with the Save America Act. But John Thune has to have the intestinal fortitude to tell the Senate leadership, we're going to do this and we're going to stay in session. Because, number one, not only are they weak and they don't like President Trump's agenda, they're lazy, too. They want to go on summer recess again. So here's the thing. You need to pressure, especially Republican senators, just like they did for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. They need to do it for the Save America Act of 2026. 743, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Oh, by the way, we need a caller for Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. The weather radar showing that the rain is overspreading the area, but I'm looking at the live shot here of the Beltway above Security Boulevard. It looks like the roadway, to me, is still basically dry. There could be some light rain in that area, but no impact right now. We're definitely backed up on the outer loop, and there was a wreck early this morning that was still on the right shoulder on the outer loop south of Liberty Road with a trooper, another car, and the tractor trailer on the right side that was still sitting there as of 10 minutes ago. Just kind of looking a little bit further down to see if there may be something after that towards I-70, and it's not. The pace is actually pretty good right through there. JFX, you're still clear. Delays, heavy traffic, normal stuff right now. 15 to 20 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Heavy rain and an overturned tractor trailer out in the western part of the state on Interstate 68 eastbound at the 56-mile marker. Looks like that detour is still underway. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Bernie is right there, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be last couple of days of springtime here now. Hot and humid today. Mid-90s chance for strong to severe storms, damaging winds. And we get some scattered showers overnight. Things cool down for your Friday. Mid-80s, less humid. And we'll take a peek at your weekend and Father's Day forecast here for you tomorrow on the program. Right now, it is kind of cloudy, overcast, rain in the next hour. 72 in Ellicott City, and it is 73 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today, our contestant is Anita in Arbutus. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'll go third.
Third. Okay, Nina wants to go third today. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, this might be America's 250th birthday, but that doesn't seem to matter to most Democrats. According to a new poll, only 27% of Democrats are planning to display the American flag this July 4th. Another poll found that fewer than one in five Democrats are proud to be Americans. Story two, students at Harvard are experiencing mental illness at a rate that is double the general population. Everyone knows that higher education in the United States needs serious reforms, but this is ridiculous. They say what's happening at Harvard might be happening at colleges all across the country, and they're struggling with mental illness. And story three, Liberty University of Virginia becomes the first college to offer a dad joke class. Introduction to fatherly wordplay humor is a freshman elective worth one credit. And the professor of the class claims that dad jokes actually help families bond. Story one, only 27% of Democrats plan to display the American flag on Independence Day. Story two, a large percentage of Harvard students experience mental illness at school. Or story three, Liberty offers dad joke class, first in the nation. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Of course you will. Unbelievable. I have to go with number three.
Okay. Maggie goes, you don't have to, but if it's your choice.
I'm looking at the other stuff in front of me, and it's I have to go with number three.
Maggie chooses number three. Chuck?
Three.
Chuck goes for three. Anita?
I'm going to say three, because two has to be true. Has to be.
Okay.
Anybody going to Harvard. And I'm going to say three. I would love for that to be true, being a dad joke lover, but I don't think it is.
You're not buying it. Okay. Anita goes for number three. And Kristen?
I don't know. Liberty has had some weird things the last decade or so. I actually am going to say that's true. And I definitely believe the Democrats not flying the flag because now it's TDS. Like, they associate being patriotic with supporting Trump, which actually is a compliment. It was ironic. Anyway, I think that's true. I'm going to go with number two.
All right. Kristen goes for story number two. Nobody goes for story number one. It's kind of, I guess it's not shocking anymore.
Sad.
27% of Democrats will not fly the flag at all.
And, no, they need room for those pride flags.
Exactly.
Very good. Good line, Anita. Story number two, the Kristen voted for that. Shocking percentage of Harvard students say they experience mental illness. That is also a true story. Ooh. Story three, no dad joke class at Liberty University. Congratulations, Anita. You are a winner.
Did everybody but Kristen get it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to rub that in a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, listener, bro. Oh,
jeez. It was one day. Everybody. All right.
That's fine.
I'm not going to cry about it.
No, I do feel your pain.
Hi, Anita. Thanks again.
I felt that pain.
Exactly.
Did you?
I did.
That's like an ooh-ah burst. Like, ooh, ah.
Oh. Well, Chuck is administering more pain as we speak.
It's smart.
It's true.
Chris is not worried. She's comfortably in the lead, as they say.
But
she's shrugging her shoulders. I was like, what does it get me? It gets you the respect and admiration of thousands of listeners. With the exception of Anita, of course. All right, 7:49, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I want to tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance. Mayor and Mayor just had the brand new fridge installed this week, and it is so nice. Love it. Love our choice. Love all the experience and help that we got at Town Appliance with Mayor and Mayor. And now might be time to turn our focus on a new backyard grill. If you're an outdoor griller like me and you love to do your backyard cooking area, then you can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox, all perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance, over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you will not forget. They help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under your budget. Don't miss out on these amazing summer grills now. Visit townappliance.com and or visit at right off Reister Sound Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. That's Town Appliance.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org.
The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
/7:52. It's 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Top of the hour. When you hear the deal that Dr. Jermaine Dawson, the new School City CEO, got, it's amazing, folks. It is just amazing. And look, I hope he works out. I hope he's the best thing since sliced bread and is able to turn city schools around. But you just have to wonder, again, where are the incentives? Where is the motivation here? When you give people this kind of money with this kind of deal and the perks and bennies, again, the only people that get that kind of outrageous, obscene deal are people like Chuck Whitaker. But he's already proven himself over 57 years with the excellent traffic reporting. That's why the deal is, I won't even begin to take a shot at this kind of deal.
No, you shouldn't. When you're not in that elite status.
That's right. You are an elite.
The only thing you can do is look up on the pedestal and see what I'm showing back to you.
Oh, my God. Twins.
Woman walks in the hardware store. Says to the clerk.
Oh,
I'll put it online somewhere so they can hear.
That's right. Thank you.
95. Southbound is slowing right before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's a speed reduction there. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So you just got to ride it out. And then you're okay towards 95 and Camden Yards. And from there out to the way southwest side. 895 is still slowing as well right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. But keeping in mind, 895 is only a two-lane road on the southbound side. Some rain showers kind of moving into the area. The further west and north you go into the state, that's where the heavy rain is, and it's coming in from the western part of the state. Big wreck on I-68 eastbound, 56-mile marker out in the western part. Heavy rain still there at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Wait a minute. Excuse me. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You had to wait a minute, and then we got it anyway?
Well, I couldn't get to the switch. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't want you to switch.
Remember, you keep saying I have short arms.
We like you just the way you are.
I apologize for my indiscretion on the air.
No problem. We'll see you in a couple. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: hot and humid today. Mid-90s. Chance for strong to severe storms, damaging winds, etc. Scattered showers overnight. And it's going to cool down for your Friday. Right now, 71 Forest Hill, 75 in Dundalk. And, of course, Mayor Scott, Mayor B.S., saying touting this penny reduction in the city's property tax rate. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Some residents and experts obviously saying this is way too small to matter and could be offset by the other changes approved at City Hall. Again, if you are a city property owner, let's say you got a $300,000 home, this property tax cut of one penny will save you $30 on your property tax. But we also did the math yesterday on the show that the increase of the homestead tax credit cap going from 4% to 5%, they're taking it up by 1%. And when you do the math, it actually wipes out that tax cut that you're going to get, and actually the city will have a net profit out of the whole exchange. And many economists, David Williams of the Maryland Taxpayers Alliance and Anirban Basu, he's a local economist as well, criticizing the city's approach.
Raising the homestead tax credit actually means that taxes are increasing and costs are increasing for some property owners.
I think the city policymakers look at the residents of Baltimore City and say, okay, this is a fixed group of people. How can we extract the most money from them?
Yeah, and that's and again, I tell you, the Democrats are just devious in the way that they devise these confiscatory tax schemes, be it income tax, be it paint taxes. Of course, you had a Republican there by the name of Chris West that signed on to that, by the way. So some of the Republicans are just as bad, if not worse, than the Democrats, because you know what the Democrats do. You know who they are. Republicans, you know, portray you as being a friend to the voter, and they actually are the exact opposite. So thank goodness addition by subtraction, he's gone. But in any event, Mayor Scott defending this this program as being is going to be an overall benefit to most city property owners.
I won't say no one, but we're talking about overwhelmingly the folks in Baltimore City, and the average homeowner in Baltimore City will see a reduction. Overwhelmingly, by far. Again, this year is the first small cut. Next year is a larger one, and then they will continue after that. This is a sustainable and really responsible way to do it.
Anybody believe that? Does anybody believe for one second when the mayor says that most people are going to get the tax? Well, everybody's going to get it. They're all going to get the property penny, the reduction in the city's property tax rate. Everybody's going to get that. But the question is how much your property is valued at, what it's worth. So, as I said, even if it's a $200,000 home, I did the math yesterday, that means the city's going to end up netting $25 out of the whole deal, the cap raise and the tax cut. So this is nothing more than a shell game. This is another scheme by Democrats to separate from you from your hard-earned money and then tell you, it's like, remember, you'll own nothing and be happy. This is the mindset. Okay, you'll get a penny tax cut and you'll be happy with it no matter what we say, but we're going to get money out of the deal anyway. So that's what they're basically expecting us to buy into and to swallow. And he said this idea that's part of the larger, longer-term plan. Again, this is a city that's got a deficit right now of $64 million by the end of this year. And so, obviously, if they cut property taxes a penny, which is already, what, $2.25 per $100 of assessed value, so now it'll be $2.24 per $100 of assessed value, that is going to leave them short, right? But no, it won't, because they're boosting your homestead tax credit from 4% to 5%, so they're going to get the money anyway. They always do. But again, I heard in the Fox 45 story there was a guy complaining about this, that, and the other thing, that this was basically we were being deceived. And at the end of the interview, they go, well, are you happy with City Hall? He goes, nah, here and there. So this is the problem. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. All right, coming up next, Maryland, the Baltimore City School CEO gets a really sweetheart deal. We'll take a look at that. Mackenzie Frost joins us to take a look at some Democrat primary races. And a little bit later on, it's time to stop the mail-in ballot madness. We hear what's going on in Los Angeles these days. You're listening to KC & Company. Stick with us. It is coming up on 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Strait of Hormuz reopens, all military action ends, and no nukes for Iran. Those are among the points in a memorandum of understanding. It's been signed by the U.S. and Iranian presidents. And President Trump says that any benefits tied to that agreement definitely come with some strings attached.
President Trump is discussing a proposed investment fund tied to the new memorandum of understanding between the United States and Iran.
We're not doing anything. We're not putting up money. Only if they're doing things right. If they're doing things right. If people want to invest, they can invest. But they had this $300 million fund. It's only $300 million fund. It's only if they're doing things right.
Under the proposal, any investment would come from Gulf countries, not American taxpayers. Willie Nelson, the White House.
Secretary of War Hegseth has a bone to pick with the NATO allies, and he is certainly not shy about letting them know exactly where he stands.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has criticized NATO allies for not taking more responsibility for their own security. The Pentagon chief announced a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe to ensure NATO moves towards Europe leading its own defense. Speaking in Brussels on Thursday, Hegseth called it shameful that European allies denied U.S. forces access to bases for attacks on Iran. He emphasized the need for a new upgraded NATO, which he called NATO 3.0.
NATO 3.0 is post-Cold War recognition that it needs to go back to a real hardline military alliance.
I'm Karen Shamas.
What's left of Tropical Storm Arthur is raining on southeast Texas. The coast there, also Mississippi and Alabama, are seeing some flooding as well from that storm. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 118 points. NASDAQ futures 405 points higher. More on these stories. TownHall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at 795 just above Franklin Boulevard and up towards the ramp at 140, light to moderate traffic northbound, busy southbound, but the light rain has arrived there now. So some areas now north and west are getting a little bit more of the light rain starting to work its way in towards areas on the Beltway. The more heavier rain is still out into the western part of the state, but just enough rain now that the roadway conditions for the last hour of the rush hour could be a little bit tricky through some areas, so factor that in if you're getting ready to head out right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Randallstown at 75 at the Kent Narrows at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that an undocumented immigrant accused of sexually abusing an underage girl is being held without bond in Harford County. A case Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor says underscores the importance of cooperation between local and federal law enforcement agencies. According to charging documents, 32-year-old Yurlis Alvarez Alvarez is accused of sexually abusing a middle school-age girl over the course of several years. Investigators allege he exchanged gifts, including stuffed animals, for sexual acts. And a Maryland lawmaker helped establish an energy fund that later sent about $19 million in state tax dollars to his nonprofit, raising concerns from some experts and a fellow lawmaker about government ethics and conflicts of interest. Maryland Energy Administration records reviewed by Spotlight on Maryland show Civic Works, the Baltimore nonprofit led by Delegate Dana Stein, received $18.8 million through the Strategic Energy Investment Fund,
between 2009 and 2025. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 324, the pick 4, 5686. It's 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's with a nice team win last night. Homers from Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday. Excellent defense and a career-high 12 strikeouts from Kyle Bradish. You wrap all that up into a 5-3 win over the Mariners, evening that series at one game apiece. Now, Ryan Helsley also making his return off the IL. Shaky at the start, giving up a pair of solo shots to lead off the ninth, but manager Albernez was satisfied nonetheless.
They were on the first pitch heater, the first two guys, and they did a great job of putting swings on and getting to it, but you know, it was great to see Helsley back out there. He was efficient. Slider looked great. Split looked great. And he was throwing strikes.
Helsley coming back after 7 weeks on the injured list with right elbow inflammation. Meanwhile, elsewhere in baseball, the Angels were in the desert yesterday, taking on the Diamondbacks. Steve Berthume had the call on D-backs TV. Corbin Carroll having a year, his 14th of the year. That one a grand slam. 42 runs driven in, and Arizona takes care of the Angels. 8-1 was the final. And finally, a tremendous gesture by both Loyola University and UMBC. The men's soccer programs will host an annual match to honor 16-year-old Blake Elliott, a C. Milton Wright High School student who died in a car crash last year. Elliott was a star soccer player at C. Milton Wright in Harford County. She died September 18th, when the vehicle that she was in stopped to make a left turn on Route 543 and was struck from behind by another vehicle, pushing the car into the path of a school bus. Elliott's father, Rob Elliott, played for both Loyola and UMBC in the late 80s and early 90s. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens announcing their summer schedule. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local the toll-free numbers. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, reasons why we need to stop the mail-in ballot madness. And it is madness. We're insane as an electorate to allow this to continue. Mackenzie Frost joins us at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a look at peek at some of the Democrat primaries. Did Bill Ferguson flip-flop on the redistricting because of his competition in the Democrat primary? Interesting question. And then later on, of course, the stopping of the mail-in ballot madness. But the top story here today is this deal that Dr. Jermaine Dawson is getting now from the to be the new city's school CEO, superintendent of schools of the city. Chris Pabst of Project Baltimore, Fox 45, sitting down with Dr. Dawson. And interestingly enough, asking some very interesting questions. And I give Dr. Dawson credit for sitting down, and at least they all kind of do the first moment. And then as the news gets worse and worse in Baltimore City Schools, like Dr. Santelisis and others, they just decide they're not interested in giving the media interviews anymore. But he did sit down with Chris Pabst, and Chris Pabst asked him a good question as to why, you know, there's chronic absenteeism, why more and more folks are opting out of attending Baltimore City schools.
In Maryland, the amount of students enrolled in charter schools since 2010 has more than doubled. The amount of homeschoolers in Maryland has more than doubled in the past decade. In your view, why are more families choosing to leave the traditional public education setting?
I can't speak directly to know what the intent of parents are. But what I can say as a parent is that parents, what they're really saying is that they want choice.
They want choice. There's that word, choice. And that would be school choice. And look, school choice is like, to the teachers' unions, like mirrors are to vampires, okay? This is something that it's interesting to hear a school superintendent of Baltimore City Schools that came out of the Philadelphia City School District in Birmingham, Alabama School District talking about that he supports school choice.
I believe that parents should have choice. I think choice is actually good. It gives you an opportunity to be competitive. What I want to do is to be able to strengthen our public schools and our charter schools so that it can be, continue to be, a place of choice for our parents in the future.
He's kind of spinning that. He's for choice, but he's hoping that you choose Baltimore City Schools. And how do you do that when you have policies that if a child is not in school, and there have been a lot of these cases, Pabst has interviewed other teachers in the past, where they've not shown up at school for long periods of time, weeks, if not months, and not there for the homework, not there for the tests, not there for anything, really. But the school policy is to give them a 50, a 5-0 on their assignment, even though they don't even show up. They should get a 0 if they don't take the test or they don't show up. No, Baltimore City Schools is you get a 50, a 5-0. And there's also the one fail policy, meaning they can only hold you back or fail you for an entire year or grade once, even though you may not do the work all 4 years.
How do you see policies like that? Are they good for students or do they hurt students?
Well, I can't really speak directly to that particular policy in city schools. I am still digging it, to be honest with you. Chris, what I am after is to make sure that our students are academically successful. And that means that we are not just looking at trying to social promote young people, but we're really providing an opportunity for our young people to get a high quality education that they will set them up for whatever future they so desire.
Well, after decades of decline, getting a high-quality education in Baltimore City Schools is a very, very heavy lift, and there's a price to pay, and Dr. Dawson's deal reflects it. We'll analyze that coming up next. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And there's some areas on the Beltway that are still slow. The Parkville side coming around to Hartford Road to Providence Road. The inner loop now through Green Spring, kind of heavy all the way over to the ramp at the JFX. And then over towards 83, the west side still had the wreck that was on the shoulder on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. The inner loop here at Wilkins Avenue coming up to Frederick Road, a little bit slow, just heavy traffic. And then once it gets up to about Frederick Road and up through that area, it gets a little bit better. Some light rain falling now on sections of the Beltway, so they may be reacting to that, and we have to continue to watch your speed just because of that. JFX, last check, and we always get a little bit worried when we get a little bit of light rain like that with the oil on the highway that things could change on the expressway as you're moving south. Right now at Ruxton Road, there's no problems there. And then checking the camera here at the city-county line, the lanes are open. But just with the light rain, watch your speed from Northern Parkway and on into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast. Hot, humid, 90s today, mid-90s. Strong to severe storms, maybe. Damaging winds. Scattered showers overnight and then cooling down tomorrow in the mid-80s. Right now, cloudy 74 in Ocean City and 74 with some light rain in Severn. And from the birthplace of our star-spangled banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And again, brought to you by the Smile Design Center, America 250. If you are looking to achieve that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center today, 410-321-1100. So on this day, June 18th, 1812, the day after the Senate followed the House of Representatives in voting to declare war against Great Britain, President Madison signed the Declaration into law, and the War of 1812 begins. The American War Declaration, opposed by a sizable minority in Congress, had been called in response to the British economic blockade of France, the induction of American seamen into the British Royal Navy against their will, and the British support of Indian tribes along the Great Lakes frontier. A faction of Congress known as the War Hawks had been advocating war with Britain for several years and had not hidden their hopes that a U.S. invasion of Canada might result in a significant territorial land gain for the U.S. In the months after President Madison proclaimed the state of war to be in effect, American forces launched a three-point invasion of Canada, all of which were decisively unsuccessful. In 1814, with Napoleon Bonaparte's French Empire collapsing, the British were able to allocate more military resources to the American war. In Washington, D.C., our nation's capital fell to the British in August. The White House was burned to the ground. And again, the troops burning the White House, the Capitol, and other buildings in retaliation for earlier burning of government buildings in Canada by U.S. soldiers. In September, the tide of that war turned when Thomas McDonough's American naval force won a decisive victory at the Battle of Plattsburgh Bay on Lake Champlain. The invading British army forced to retreat back into Canada. The American victory on Lake Champlain led to the conclusion of U.S.-British peace negotiations in Belgium, and on December 24, 1814, the Treaty of Ghent was signed, formally ending the War of 1812. By the terms of that agreement, all conquered territory was to be returned, and the commission would be established to settle the boundary between the United States and Canada. British forces assailing the Gulf Coast were not informed of the treaty in time, and on January 8, 1815, U.S. forces under Andrew Jackson achieved the greatest American victory of the war at the Battle of New Orleans. The American public heard of Jackson's victory and the Treaty of Ghent at approximately the same time, fostering a greater sentiment of self-confidence and shared identity throughout the young republic. And let's not forget our own role in the history of the War of 1812. It was Francis Scott Key, a lawyer, then aboard a ship, and best known as the author of the poem Defense of Fort McHenry, which was set to the popular British tune, eventually became the American national anthem known as our Star-Spangled Banner. In 1814, he observed the British bombardment of Fort McHenry in Baltimore during the war, inspired to see the American flag flying at full over the fort at dawn. His poem was published within a week. And again, a suggested tune of a popular British song at the time. And that's a look at America 250 Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, still to come, we'll take a look at the deal that Dr. Dawson is getting, and how will the Youth Charging Reform Act affect the student stabbing two teachers at a Hartford elementary school. We'll take a look at that in a moment as well. You're listening to Casey and Company. It is 820.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Hartford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Hartford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Aaron Donahue, Treasurer.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
Guess who may be dipping his toe into the presidential waters of 2028? Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen, Margarita Man, promising a margarita in every home, like a chicken in every pot. That might get him elected. Who knows in this state?
He can do whatever he wants to do in that pot.
That's right.
That's about as much chance as he's got.
Chris Van Hollen, thinking about it. He's thinking about running for president in 2028.
Just keep his punk ass home. That's all I'll say.
823. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King Lugnuts Johnson.
This rain has now caused a problem on the Capitol Beltway. There's a wreck here. It's a bad spot. On the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge, right as you're getting on to the bridge to go across the Potomac. And right now, they're trying to push the vehicles out of the travel portion and get them over to the shoulder. They're in the process of doing that now, so they've stopped everybody temporarily, and we're backed up all the way back to the split at 270. We're backed up on the Capitol Beltway up to the top of the hill at Georgia Avenue, and then backing up towards Route 29. Some of the lanes are going through now on the straight through lanes, and some of the vehicles have made it to the shoulder. The inner loop coming up from the Potomac side of the bridge on the Virginia side is looking at it. They're also getting a delay right through there. Big problems right now northwest of the district on the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, highs in the mid-90s, chance for strong to severe storms with damaging winds, scattered showers overnight, Friday in the mid-80s, a little less humid as well. And right now we're looking at, well, it's a pretty nice start to the day. It is a little bit, some light rain falling in some areas like Ellicott City right now, 72. And right now cloudy, 77 in Annapolis, and we're talking about the deal. Dr. Jermaine Dawson, the new Baltimore City Schools superintendent, has got a sweetheart deal. Okay, listen to the numbers. In annual compensation, $345,000 a year. He is, in addition to that, while he is a school superintendent, he gets $48,000 a year set aside for his retirement fund. Which is just incredible when you think about it. And then we have apparently $10,000 a year, roughly, for a car allowance and a driver. And then 46 days of annual leave. He gets 46 days. That's nearly $500,000 in compensation. You better be the amazing Kreskin, and or who knows what other kind of magic that you're going to be able to perform on Baltimore City Schools. Because I don't think you're going to see a significant improvement. I'm hoping and praying that he does well. I pray for a success. But, again, unless massive things change with the top-heavy administration in Baltimore City Schools and the teachers' unions, et cetera, and, again, parents having to shift their attitudes, their mindsets, and, again, the public safety in schools, the chronic absenteeism, the ghost students, the failing math and English proficiency rates, and you name it. Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore has covered it for a long, long time. And this has been a long, steady decline in Baltimore City schools. And I understand they might have trouble finding people. That's the reason why they're offering this kind of money. But Dr. Santa Lisa's got similar kinds of money. What'd she do? Very. Overall, I think the grade would be a D to D minus for Santa Lisa's. I won't say a failure because there were some areas and categories where she did show some improvement. But overall, it was bad. Really bad. And then Chris Pabst asked him, what's he going to do with all that time off?
That's nearly 10 weeks of work. Do you plan on taking off nearly 10 weeks of work?
I am dedicated to the work, Chris. I recognize what we have to do here in Baltimore. I didn't come here to just take a job because of a salary or benefits. I want people to be able to see the work that I'm putting in and the hours that I'm putting in. Chris, I have not even started yet, and I've already been in 15 schools. That's how dedicated I am.
Does anybody believe he didn't come here for the salary? For the $500,000 compensation package? Is anybody buying that? Now, look, he might be worth it. We don't know. But I would say maybe the deals should be crafted like, on the taxpayer-friendly side. And maybe instead of $500,000, maybe you started like $250,000. And then you incentivize up to $500,000. Based on year one, if you show improvements in A, B, C, D categories, you get a bonus. If you significantly impact the chronic absenteeism rate, or the graduation rates improve significantly, or if the math and English proficiency scores, then you get more money. That's the way it should be incentivized. You don't give somebody $500,000 and say, okay, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope this one is the right one. Can you remember the last school superintendent that we had that actually, I think, earned their money and performed well? I think you got to go all the way back maybe to the Schaefer days to find that one. I don't know. It's 8:29. Mackenzie Frost joining us right after the 8:30 news. Take a look at some of these hot Democrat primaries. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny and his team of agents, they really do a bang-up job in selling your home. And they've got this database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that's the reason why that your home won't languish on the market for, days, weeks, months. In one case, we had a listeners say that their home was on the market for a year. A whole year. That's never going to happen with Vinny Steele, because once you agree on asking price and time frame for the sale of your home, Vinny buys it. He pays you in cash if that does not happen. So, you know, again, chances are you're going to get somebody in this database who's going to see it and, you know, snap it up just like that. Or if not, Vinny then will pay you market rates for yours. Call Vinny today, 410-793-7515, 410-793-7515. Or you can log on to vinnysteele.com. He's been doing it for over 23 years, 10 of which you've heard here on WCBM. Call the real estate realtor I'm going to trust with sale of my home. That's Vinny Steele. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County police say the officer who was shot in the line of duty on June 7th has been released from shock trauma. Officer Catofamo was critically injured while responding to a report of a suspicious person on a trail off of Milford Mill Road when an armed man opened fire. Family members and fellow officers lined the halls of shock trauma as Officer Catofamo was released on Wednesday evening. Out of respect for their privacy, no additional details regarding the officer's medical treatment or recovery will be released at this time. And Howard County Executive Calvin Ball says the county has met the requirements needed to secure land for the first high school to be located in Elkridge. After an extensive evaluation process, the county determined that Troy Park would be the best and most viable location for high school number 14, in part because the property is already owned by the county. Ball plans to send a measure to the county council next week that would authorize transferring the land to the Howard Public School System. And a 17-year-old is in custody after he allegedly fled from a Baltimore County traffic stop and struck three cars in Middle River. Police say the incident happened shortly before 5 p.m. on Wednesday after officers tried to stop the driver near Eastern Boulevard and Kingston Road. Police say after hitting the other vehicles, the teen tried to flee on foot, but he was taken into custody. Police have not said why the traffic stop was initiated. And road closures are now underway as Baltimore prepares for the annual AFRAM Festival. Grove Road between Red and Shop Roads closed Wednesday, and starting at 3 this afternoon, there will be detours and parking restrictions at Wyman Park Drive at Sisson Street, Swan Drive at Drude Park Lake Drive, and Beechwood Drive at Gwynns Falls Parkway. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we're making a little bit of time now at both the Harbor Tunnels, the end of the rush hour, even with the light rain. Not any big deal right now. We're looking at 95 at O'Donnell Street, and the lanes are open there going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The backup on 895 is really right now at O'Donnell Street and from there into the old Harbor Tunnel. So we can deal with that for right now. Nothing major. Leftover slowing on the Beltway locally is still out there on 695. Some areas are getting the rain. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge on the outer loop at the Potomac has now cleared the roadway. Everybody's gone, but some vehicles are still on the right shoulder on the bridge itself. So the backup is not going away. We're still backed up to I-270, and then the Capitol Beltway has been slow beyond the ramps at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot, humid, and stormy day coming up. Temperatures in the mid-90s with a chance for scattered showers and even some thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, main threat being damaging winds, few scattered showers overnight, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Daytime baseball for you this afternoon as the Birds take on the Mariners at 4:10 p.m. from T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Shane Boz will throw for Baltimore as the team looks to build on last night's 5-3 win.
Henderson 8 out of 19 against Kirby. Alexander's on the run. Henderson sends one in the air to deep right. Robles at the wall. He's out of room. Into the sunshine. A brilliant swing by Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Henderson's two-run shot in the third gave the Birds the early lead, and Kyle Bradish blew the Mariners away into the eighth with a career-high 12 strikeouts. Baltimore snapping a three-game losing streak. They look for the series win today. Ravens news, the team announcing their summer camp practice schedule. It'll begin July 29th and August 17th. There'll be 12 open practices, and fans can claim their free tickets online beginning July 9th. Go to BaltimoreRavens.com/training camp. World Cup action continues today with four more games in group play highlighted by Canada and Qatar. That one will be at 6 p.m. Mexico and South Korea at 9 p.m. And on that note, they're partying hard in Boston, the Scottish soccer fans, that is. Scotland beating Haiti in group play last Saturday, and beer running out at the bars.
The Whitepool Tavern, there was no beer. The Scots fans just drunk the place dry, and all they had was like Bud Light.
Bud Light, my God, the horror. Meanwhile, attendance at the parade in Midtown Manhattan today, celebrating the Knickerbockers' first NBA championship in 53 years, expected to be off the charts. More than 10,000 men in blue will be deployed to secure the event, marking the largest planned deployment in the department's history, surpassing security numbers for New Year's Eve. The unprecedented police response will include heavy weapons teams, drone detection units, and canine explosive detection dogs. And then there's this wacky claim on that note made by Republican National Committee Chairman Joe Gruter on the Fox Network Tuesday night regarding viewership numbers for the UFC 250 fight at the White House last weekend.
In America, wants reasonableness and common sense. But I think maybe the poll is a direct result of the president hosting UFC on the White House lawn. I think more people watch it than watch the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's just not true. The last Super Bowl was watched by 125 million people in this country. The total amount of subscribers that Paramount Plus has is 79 million. And on this date in baseball history, here's a doozy. We take you back 115 years. June 18th, 1911, Bennett Park in Detroit. The Tigers trail the White Sox 13-1 in the bottom of the fifth, and they recover to win the game 16-15, tying for the biggest comeback in MLB history. It's happened two other times, 1925 and 2001. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Brenda Cham, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, John Myrick, we will bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees the current governor has imposed on you. We plan to make energy more affordable by cutting costs by 50% within 3 years. We will fix our schools and refocus on education, not indoctrination. We will work with the sheriffs and police to make our homes and streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. I'm Brenda Cham, and I approve this message. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham. Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
837, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, early voting ends tonight at 8 p.m., and then we have nothing but Election Day on Primary Day. That's next Tuesday. Mail-in ballots are flying in. Hopefully some of them are legit. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 joins us for another in-depth preview, and we're taking a look at some of the heated races in primary here on the Democrat side of the aisle. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. So let's start with Bill Ferguson, and he's got a challenger, Bobby Le Pen. Might it be Le Pen's challenge that caused Bill to change his position on the redistricting and special session?
I asked him that specifically, and he said no. He talked it up to the Voting Rights Act ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, the timing of it was suspicious, though, given the fact that this primary election for the son of president is heating up and is arguably one of the most contentious and competitive races he's probably faced in quite some time.
Did he get a sense he's worried at all about the Le Pen challenge?
He's not going to say that. He's projecting confidence heading into this election. But I think that, you know, Democrats across the board are facing these primary challenges from people like Le Pen who are, you know, making the whole entire point of their campaign. They're challenging the system. They're challenging the establishment. And we've seen some people lose elections because of the sentiment that people have and voters have about where these, you know, really the party is overall. So if he's not worried, you know, I think that that is a sign of extreme confidence. I can't see a world in which he's not a little bit nervous about how this election is going to go for him, though.
Yeah, moving over to, the congressional race between Kwesi Mfume and City Councilman Mark Conway. They've been exchanging a few jabs of late. How's that race shaping up?
Yeah, that is really interesting, too. And this is another one that I think is really emblematic of where the Democratic Party is overall, right? We have an older candidate, an establishment candidate, if you will, who has been in the world of politics at the national level for quite some time and has, you know, really high name ID. And then he's being challenged by Mark Conway, a younger, arguably fresher candidate who has ideas about which direction the party overall should be going. And this is one that, you know, name ID will help the incumbent a lot. Kwesi Mfume's name is very well known in Baltimore. But if people are frustrated with where things stand and how the party is going and how they're, you know, kind of interacting in the vision overall, then Mark Conway could have a chance.
And then there's the Baltimore County executive race on the Democrat side. You've got two guys sparring right now, Jillian Jones, along with Izzy Patoka, over the Patoka mailer that, that thing has got some real potential for heating up.
Yeah, this is really fascinating, too. I mean, you know, you've got two guys who are very well known in Baltimore County on the council and have really kind of emerged as the top two candidates, the tier one candidates, if you will. And, you know, again, this is like a look at where voters stand. And, you know, every election comes down to turnout, but this one I really think will be determined based on which voters turn out on election day and who have been casting their ballots overall. But the sparring between Jillian Jones and Izzy Patoka is really fascinating. And I, you know, we have just a couple of days before election day, and I don't really see this dying down anytime soon.
And interesting also in the county is the state's attorney's race. Scott Schellenberger being challenged by Lauren Lipscomb and Sarah David. But there's a lot of foreign money pouring into this one.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The money is so fascinating in that race specifically. You know, you've got the George Soros aspect of it, which is always a fascinating angle to an election and kind of where do voters stand on that. Do they care about something like that? And Scott Schellenberger squeaked out a win the last time, and now we'll see if he can do it again.
That's amazing. And in Baltimore City, the race for sheriff apparently Sam Cogan has fallen out of favor with Brandon Scott as Scott is supporting his opponent.
Yeah, that's also incredibly interesting and a dynamic that you don't normally see in a race like this, right? You have the mayor endorsing the challenger, and you have the governor endorsing the incumbent, and Ivan Bates has endorsed the incumbent, and Sam Cogan is really facing kind of some internal struggle with the FOP. We've seen them come out saying, you know, vote him out. But if we just remember 4 years ago, Sam was viewed as this champion for a new sheriff in town and was really hailed as a victory for a new leaf in the city. 4 years later, that doesn't seem to be the case for a lot of people.
All right, we'll be tuned in tonight at 5:30, Fox 45, in-depth with Mackenzie Frost. And we'll talk to you next Thursday, Mackenzie. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Sean.
8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some areas getting some heavy rain now, and looking at the radar, looks like a big line of rain just went over 83. up around the state line. So I'm looking at the camera up around Middletown Road and up through there. And, yeah, we can see the spray from the vehicle. So there's been a lot more rain up in that area along 83. And that line is moving into now the northern part of Baltimore County. And a more steady rain on a lot of the areas of the Beltway, south and west, not so much. But in the area north and west, they've had the heavy rain. And now through Frederick and out in the western part of the state, there's a line of very heavy rain. And the radar, again, more red and yellow in that area. So if you're traveling west, that's what's in store for you out that way. We can see the spray from the vehicles here at York Road and 83. So they had the heavy rain go through. So enough of the rain now that could be a factor. The good news is we're starting to wind down. Capitol Beltway is still going to be slow. They had a big wreck there at the American Legion Bridge. Vehicles are off to the side, actually over the Potomac on the right side, but our delays on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County going all the way back even before the ramp at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. I think we already had it just moments ago, but we'll review it. Hot
hey,
and
you hey, take it easy. What's it say? Son of a bitch, don't tell me. What's it say? You wrote it. Traffic and weather.
That's right. That's because we have traffic and weather combined on the threes. That doesn't mean one man has to do it all, but that's okay.
Isn't that part of my job if it affects the traffic?
57 years. This is what you do. It's amazing. So,
are you questioning my authority?
Never. I would never question your authority. Right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hot and humid today, mid-90s. Chance for strong to severe thunderstorms and damaging winds. Scattered showers overnight. And Friday will be, cooler, less humid, and the highs will be in the mid-80s. So we're looking at right now a pretty cloudy start to the day with some rain lingering throughout the area here this morning. And it is right now cloudy, 74 in Columbia, 73 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A woman in New York gave her 91-year-old grandmother a wonderful surprise by showing her a never-before-seen video of her wedding from 1955. The footage had been hidden away for years. Just recently discovered, it allowed this woman to relive her wedding day for the first time in 70 years. Shirley Alberti here is watching the video.
I never knew there were pictures. Wow, everybody's so serious. I don't know how pretty that dress was. I picked that dress out in Chicago by myself. Look at all the hair Al had. Wow. Then they take us around town.
The whole town?
It's only one stop sign. Oh, Al's black book.
What was that?
His addresses of his girlfriends.
Oh, really?
Were you burning?
It was empty.
That's so touching. That is our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, and it's the absolute best place to pick up a window air conditioner or wall unit. They have top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayor and Mayor are always there to help you find the perfect appliance at the best price for your exact needs and wants. Take advantage of their flexible financing options today. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
WCBM Baltimore.
Well, Spencer Pratt was leading Los Angeles' mayoral race on election night, and 5 days of mail-in ballots wiped him out. Now L.A. homeowners are coming forward to show exactly where those ballots came from. California voter rolls carry 873,000 ghost registrations, and Judicial Watch just sued to clean them up. L.A. homeowners are opening their mailboxes right now, finding ballots for people who haven't lived there in years. Sue Pasco lost her home in the Palisades fire, then discovered she was still receiving ballots for three adult children who had long since moved out of California. Every time Pasco tried to remove her children from the voter rolls, election officials refused. Sharon Kilbride told the New York Post she once allowed people in housing assistance programs to use her address, and 4 and 5 years after they left, the ballots are still showing up at her house. Wow. Just amazing. So you move, you still get the ballots. You're homeless, you still get the ballots. And California isn't just keeping their dirty rolls by accident. Judicial Watch sued filed a federal lawsuit against the California Secretary of State, proving the state has 873,000 inactive voter registrations sitting on the rolls. Of those, nearly 34,000 have been active for 10 consecutive years. But the ballots still go out in a universal mail-in ballot state. The DOJ is demanding California voter roll audit, and their Secretary of State is fighting it. Harmy Dillon wonders why California hides their voter rolls from the federal government at the same time they gladly hand them over to liberal activist groups. You know, people like Mark, you know, what's his name, over at Facebook. Skid Row cash for ballots. Federal prosecutors charge a Marina Del Rey woman with paying homeless individuals cash to register at fake addresses, a scheme that ran for decades until undercover journalists exposed it. California ranks dead last, 50 out of 50 states, on the Heritage Foundation's Election Integrity Scorecard. That ranking makes sense once you know a boxer by the name of Maya cast a counted ballot in California's 2021 gubernatorial recall election. However, Maya is a dog. Her owner registered her, received a mail-in ballot addressed to the dog, voted it, and then posted a photo of Maya wearing an I voted sticker on social media. And on and on and on it goes. And we're heading in the same direction in this state.
You know, it was interesting when you said, that was a great point about how the liberals, you know, they act like they're God, the protector of the Holy Grail of the voters, but yet they'll hand it off to other groups. And Jared DeMarinis here in Maryland, who's head of the State Board of Elections, said something similar at a press conference in this past week where it went after, I think, the first hearing for the DOJ suing the Maryland State Board of Elections. Like, no, I don't know why they want the voter rolls. It's, you know, they can't, I don't know what they're going to do to them. You know, we're protecting them. No, you're not. You're the protector of the...
No, you're right.
Innocence and the integrity of the election. You already screwed that up.
He did. He admitted they're protecting
dead
voters.
That's why the DOJ is suing in the first place.
Duplicate voters. Yeah. People have moved out of the state. And by the way, the Save America Act would require all states to cross-match with federal databases, like the DHS, for illegals voting and so on and so forth. And that's the reason why Democrats and uniparty Republicans fight it, because it would clean it up once and for all.
Exactly, and that should be easy to do with technology. What a novel concept. Let's have the government bureaucracies, you know, communicate, but we don't want that.
Yep, great point. Thanks, Kristen. 8:51. Coming up next, did a Maryland lawmaker help launch a state fund that is bankrolling his own nonprofit agency, meaning basically putting your tax dollars in his pocket?
If someone earns $174,000 a year from one boss but gets $5 million from another boss, which boss is really in charge? Congresswoman Elforth gets her salary from taxpayers, but her campaign gets millions of dollars from donors who care nothing about you. So does Sarah Elforth work for you, or does she work for the people writing the big checks? Makes you wonder. If you're wondering, then you should vote for me. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message. Paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, treasurer.
Weekday afternoon. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecast from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45. Weather forecast, just a second. We'll get it up front. We might just get it up front here. I mean, we all one fell swoop.
I'm not doing any more weather with this traffic. That's the way. That's the end of it. I know when to stop. Sorry. It's your show. It ain't mine.
It's your time, though.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to take advantage of it right now.
You can feel free to do whatever you want with your time.
All right. There's some light rain in the area. There's probably going to be some heavier rain and maybe some heavy weather later in the afternoon. So just heads up for that. Check the radar once in a while. Coming in from the west, the light rain is already here. New wreck, westbound Route 100, coming over towards 295. And looking at the camera here to Rundle Mills. Big backup already. We had this last week one day. There was a big wreck in the same area. Now, again, anybody coming over from I-97, coming over from the ramp at Ridge Road and Camp Meade Road, heads up that backup is there. It's becoming more stop and go on the westbound side. Late wreck in Rosedale with injuries and maybe road blockage at Route 7 at Golden Ring Road. There's some rain on the Beltway. We're a little bit slow, but not bad. Improving at both the Harbor Tunnels. Capitol Beltway still slow. There was a wreck on the right side. Outer loop at the American Legion Bridge leaving Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, it was suggested that if we weren't a morning show, we could actually do a drinking game where every time you mentioned the weather, we would take a shot. We probably wouldn't make it out of the first hour.
I wouldn't get past the first 15 minutes.
That's right. Thank you. You know,
but I would like to try sometime.
Yeah, we might. We might try. We have to make sure we have a chauffeur to take us all home. All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid, mid-90s today. Strong, severe thunderstorms a little bit later on this afternoon and evening. Damaging wind, scattered showers overnight as well. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Ocean City, 74 in Parkville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK.
Of course, we're going to talk about the MOU and the fact that it has now been signed. Mm-hmm. I will, you know what? I'll go ahead and preface this. I think that there are a lot of people that probably disagree with my take on this. So I'm ready for the punches. I'm ready to be cursed out today. I don't know. I just don't feel like Trump and Marco Rubio are that excited. And I think that, you know, now that they have this extension, I think there's going to be a lot more negotiations.
Sure. And well, that's why it's a memorandum of understanding.
Yeah.
That over a 60-day period, there's a lot to still be negotiated. This basically is
another
60-day ceasefire, and the sides will talk to try to hammer out the details.
Right.
But remember, you still have the big stick. The big stick is if Moran doesn't behave, you know, we're gonna hit you again.
And I love that. But wouldn't J.D. Vance then negotiate that you think they like?
What they like? They like the fact that they're going to be able to get the nuclear stuff out of Iran eventually. The ballistic missiles,
I think they wanted that in there. I think Marco Rubio for sure did.
Yeah. So it's money, again, we're not sure how, because money is fungible, but we're not sure how that money thing is going to work out. But from what I understand, they've set up all these hurdles that they got to jump over and hoops to jump through in order to get that money.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to pay for the reconstruction. Actually, they should be compensating us for the lives that they've taken over the last 47 years.
Right.
But I look at it this way. It's not World War II.
No,
we weren't going to drop atom bombs. We weren't going to put boots on the ground there. Again,
gas prices will go down.
We did as much damage as we could in rendering them basically almost defenseless. And we still have the geopolitical component of the world economy and our economy and midterms. So it's a multifaceted problem.
Yeah, we'll talk about that for sure. Another big topic, a billionaires club. Governor Wes Moore's name on the list.
Oh, my goodness.
How did this happen? You could have an outstanding $20,000 water bill.
Right.
And still end up in the billionaires club. How did that happen?
Well, what's the salary for governor here in the state now? Is that $400,000? Is that much?
You would think it would be enough.
Yeah. But that's 4 years. That's still not enough to be a... Did you say a billionaire or a millionaire?
A billionaire.
He's billionaire.
The Billionaires Club. We're going to talk about this with Peter Thiel and all, you know, the whole crew there. But, of course, his press team is already spinning it. So it's interesting to see. But we got the details on that. And, of course, Tory Snow with his op-ed in the Baltimore.
Okay. How do you run against billionaires when you're one of them? That's a good question.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Kim. We'll be stay tuned for that. By the way, just briefly here, Best of Casey and Company available each and every day, WCBM.com. Our Facebook and Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's a stabbing at the Roy Williams Elementary School in Harford County. It has been confirmed now that two teachers were injured in an assault by a student. This week, they suffered injuries consistent with being stabbed. Non-life-threatening injuries were taken to a local hospital. They've been released. We don't know the names, obviously, or even the ages right now, because they're juveniles. But the sheriff's department and detectives are communicating with DJS and the county state's attorney's office. See, now they're automatically in juvenile court based on the law, and now they've got to upgrade to the adult charges and see. We'll see. We're going to pay very close attention to this case to see what happens with this Youth Charging Reform Act. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.